Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Box Baseball. Our cut of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Now for the DCA Image Systems pregame show.
It's the Imaging Systems pregame show from MC Park here in Erie, Pennsylvania. We're getting set for the first six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad to have with us Matt Sabatis with you from the ball in Erie. Well, the Bay Sox just couldn't wrap up their series with Wilmington on a high note. Back losses, both of them blown leads after the first half of the wrapped up. Sunday wasn't as the lead blown. It was in the sixth inning. Still a tough loss to take for the Bay Sox, and they really just had to sit with it through the off day and the long drive here to UPMC Park in Erie as they come in to try and wrap up the first, maybe gain some momentum. Of course, though, at least Sunday was highlighted by excellent performance by Chris Vallemont. Struck out 10 batters, a season high for Sox pitcher, in five scoreless. It was a good enough performance that it a promotion to AAA Norfolk, a well-earned promotion for the Flaim from Minnesota just weeks ago. So our congrats to him. Bowie will try to fill the void. Justin Armbruster will tell you more moves that the Bay Sox have made in just a bit. But let's get you set up with the numbers for today's game. As Bowie comes for game number 64 on the season, 5-38 record on the year, a two-game streak for the Bay Sox. They 4-6 over their last 10 and 11 when playing on the road. The Seawolves come in for game number 64 on the 35-28 mark. A two-game winning streak at the moment. 5-5 over the last 10. Erie 18-9 when playing in front of crowds here at UPMC Park. The Bay Sox are 12 games out of first at the moment. Sixth overall in the same Southwest Division. Next team close to them is Harrisburg. The Senators are 9 out in fifth place. So Bowie 3 games back from jumping up out of sixth. The Seawolves are only 2 games first place as they hunt their first playoff berth since 2013. 16. Next closest team to them is Akron. The Wolves are in third place in the Southwest. Richmond leak at 37-26, is 36-27, is 35-20. A very crucial series for the Seals. Meanwhile, though, Richmond will be playing against Portland, a Northeast Division team that has been having a tough run of things. While they are on a two streak, Portland has still lost 7 of their last 9, and only 27-36 on well out of it in the Northeast Division. Two teams vying for that playoff berth in the Northeast. Somerset leading Hartford by one game. A couple of roster would have heading into this one. Of course, we'd Valamont being promoted up to Norfolk. Our best wishes to him and the best of luck as he retides. Justin Armbruster from High A Aberdeen to Bowie. Armbruster put together excellent numbers with the Ironbirds. He led the team overall innings pitched and had the best to walk ratio among all pitchers, qualified or otherwise. Standing numbers for the right hand. And then left-handed reliever Jake has also joined the team from High A Aberdeen. Let's get you set up with today's pitching matchup. It'll be Marcus Solbach going for the Seawolves, while Garrett Stahl gets the nod for Bowie. Stahl's really looking for a good turnaround game. For his last three starts, the right has only finished 7 1/3 innings and allowed 25 hits and runs with 4 home runs. That doesn't even include his previous start against the Erie Seawolves in about 5 runs on 8 hits in 5 innings. He struck out 5 and didn't walk one, but gave up 3 runs. It will be as a tough opportunity for Stallings, opportunity to try and turn it out. His fastball has been very good for this season. He's just been trying to pick up some of the swings and misses a little more than maybe necessary. We've talked about it a lot, especially when the Bowie relievers have struggled a bit over the past couple of days. It was terrible over the weekend when Bowie lost games to Binghamton. While pitcher getting ahead in the count, specifically relievers, they weren't getting the sound pitch. They weren't necessarily hitting strike zone for a called third strike. They had to send their breaking stuff so out of the zone to make a batter swing and miss and look silly at the time, but the batter had such an easy time up the break that they would just lay off, start out 0-2, 1-2, and then they regularly go full or to 2-2 and fell off tons and tons of pitches, or a runner would get, or a batter would base. So if Stallings can just the cruft and work with the fastball easily, should be fine. The opposing star, Marcus Solbach for the Seahawks, a 0-4 record of this year, 4.94 ERA. He's a minor veteran in his third organization, and a glory to boot. Started his career in the Twin Nation, had a different stint as well, and then multiple stops with indie ball teams. Not only that, he's a German native who also pitched in the Australian Baseball League and also Bundesliga in his native Germany. He's been pretty much all around the world, but since he's returned from a brief stint up with AAA Toledo, he spent most of the Erie, but made 2 starts with the Trip Mud Hens, in which he averaged pretty well, allowing just 1 earned run in 10. Since he's returned, however, he's gone 3 starts and allowed 10 runs in 13 innings. He does come off of a quality start against Elf. 6 innings, only 2 runs allowed. There's, like a lot of some of these old pitchers, not much that is super overpowering about their stuff, and not scouting reports out there publicly their stuff because they're not highly rated prospects. You can just see from the numbers that Solbach is a routine strikeout and regular contact pitch of a high strikeout rate. His whip is regular. It's very average, hovering just a little bit above 0.2. So there's nothing too flashy about him, but there's nothing that's too bad about him this season. So we'll really have to pick up on him and see internal scouting reports say, hopefully, something to run with. We've got plenty on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame break. We sit down for a weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore. Some great insight onto who he might be trying to do to work around the heavy hitter that is Carey Carter. Right fielder today, batting third. All of minor league baseball with 20 tons and had 5 against Sox last month. So we'll hear from the skipper next. You're listening to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show and Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Radonix is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fan. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the DC area, we love to see Bay smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.ca and book your free consult. That's adsmile.com. For Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
It's a special Bay Sox Live Happy Thursday, July 14th at Prince's Stadium. Along with the usual live specials from 5 to 6:30, it's also Margaritaville Night out at the bar. Get your flip-flops, salt shaker, Lion t-shirts ready to celebrate culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 4th at Prince George's Stadium, so get your ticket at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, throats to stomach aches, and pulls to poison ivy, care on the corner at Patient First. Kin to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to p.m. every day of the year. Tests and prescription drugs are on, and most major insurance plans are for routine illnesses and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the DCA Images pregame show, getting set for the first fix between Bowie and Erie. Final week of the first half of the Bay Sox as they look to be able to spoiler and gain some momentum at the same time. But let's recap the series that was Binghamton. You win the series. There were some ups. There were some downs. What were your takeaway, positives and negatives?
I mean, the overall takeaway was the extra one where we gave up three in the 10th and we came and scored four and to win the game. I think that game was huge for this club altogether. Pitchers, position players. It's always tough to give up three in the 10th, and I felt Jensen Elliott throwing the ball really up, a broken bat single and then two ground through the infield that just were not even well. So after seeing that and then seeing us respond and come back and win that ball game, I really liked that club. What I didn't really like is how we had a chance to really put a club away series and to really go 5-2 ourselves apart and be more than mediocre, and then we let them get a game back and go 4. Don't, but I do think there are some bright spots, some silver linings in this team and this club. We got two catchers, Hanley and Roberts, are outstanding. Roberts threw a ball down to second base about a 1-2, and he threw out Maruccio. Good jump. So I mean, we've really let the running game down and done some good things that I continued to do in that last series. Just wish we could have taken one more. I felt like we really had the ability to just didn't do it.
It's a good problem to have right now, kind of similar to what it was at the start of the season between the three main infielders to cram in on the left side of the infield, that you have Maverick Hanley and Cody Rock at such a high caliber. So I think this is the first time in quite some time that they're both going to be in the lineup with Hanley as the DH, as the catcher. Oh, what has been just the biggest part of their play that has stood out to you?
Well, just throw the ball really well so that they shut down the running game, which is big for our pitching staff. You know, I feel like sometimes we have to make extra pitches around certain things, whether it be a walk, a hit, or, and when you have a catcher that can completely shut the running game and get outs on the bases, whether it be some guy taking dairy and Mav kicks him off or just throws everybody out, those are just that you don't really count in manager. Like, you're just not really adding all that. All of a sudden, you get a free one because you got a really good catcher. And I think, aside from hit, great. I mean, they're hitting for us tonight. Their bats have been outstanding. So the extra bonus is added to really high quality defensive catch.
You talked about the on Friday, and the big game tying home for Ortiz was just a fire starting kind of moment for the team. He seemed a little more comfortable out there, and that's it for me. But is there some concern now that he's been able to play at shorts a lot more often?
Yeah, I think so. Over the last, honestly, about 3 weeks, has hit the ball really hard. He's really just unlucky, if you will. He smokes at people, so I don't think his numbers really show what he's. I certainly think he's more comfortable and better routine as far as having two or three are going to play shortstop every day. Like whether I send the lineup out 5 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the next afternoon, he comes back before he's going to come to the field. And I think that Joey, not that you want him to get comfortable, but I think that Joey's really turned super quality at bats the last 3 weeks, and we just want to keep him right there.
Looking ahead to this week's series, Chris Valamont, of course, getting delay, maybe a little bit earlier than anticipated, but the numbers definitely spoke for us to why he might be deserving. And then shifts tomorrow starter to Brewster. What are going to be some of your expectations, double-A debut tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, really excited. Just a guy up from Aberdeen who's having a tremendous fall, really well. And just excited for him to make his first double-A start. There's a lot to do with that. I think there's a giant jump. From high A to double A, quality of lineup is going to be much, much. And so I hope that he can calm himself and make quality pitches, and not really when the results or what everybody else is, just pitch his game and do what he will and just make a lot of pitches, just stack up as many quality pitches on top of each other as he can. And some good defense behind him. I mean, Valamont struggled a little bit before he got to him. He was not throwing the ball well, and out here, he was throwing the ball great. So hats off to him, and hats off to Josh, pitching coach, because obviously they figured something out. The guy was outstanding on Sunday. And you hate to see those go, but you know what? It's good for him to go to AAA because it means you did something right.
Zach Peake should be starting on Friday, if I can remember how to count days of the week. You wanted to the quality of pitches lately, and again, a bit anecdotal, but it definitely seemed like his slice was working really, really well his last time through.
I think Peak's been one of our best performers on the mound. Starting, you know, he went through a little hiccup, had to shut him down, and then he missed some time, and that was for you know, illness, not even for an injury. So that he's back raring to go, outstanding. I mean, his command of his fastball is excellent. He's got 2+ off speed pitches, a slider and a curveball, and he's also really developing a chop. So just performance based only, Peak is throwing the ball again. We need more of that from him. You know, I'd like him to go a little bit longer in the game, because it's that point of the year where he's finally getting built. We feel like we can do that with him, but ultimately he's just got to keep throwing the ball. He is, he's throwing the ball great.
Is there going to be any sort of just staff wide approach to Kerry Point, because he tore the team up last month? There's no about it, but he's been doing that to just about every pitcher at AA right now. His approach, what?
No doubt. I mean, the kid's really clear. He's got 22 home runs. He leads the league, tearing everybody up, including us last series. They have another few good hitters in their lineup, too. I mean, Neoport's good. Dingler's a really good hitter. A bunch of them in there that I don't even name. But I just think that the approach to Carpenter is probably going to be quality off-speed zone. He strikes out a little bit more than you expect for a guy who has really good numbers out sometimes. So I'd be lying. We're going to go for the strikeout a little bit on him. We're going to try to make a super quality pitch. And, you know, if we go outside and get him to chase, it'd be a good thing. He probably won't, because he doesn't. But we got to throw stuff.
Appreciate the insight on that. And then, of course, as we usually wrap up, do normally ask how it was, but of course it was spent traveling. So how was spending Father's Day with the girls?
Oh, awesome. It was just always special. But now this was my first father of two, and like fourth Father's Day. So they're always special. But just be family here, honestly, is just a blessing. I mean, people get to do what I do and get to share their family history. So just, man, thanks to the Orioles for providing them for us. And my wife just does a tremendous being there with a girl. So special file.
I really appreciate that. Thanks, Skip, for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Kyle Orr here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show side. Be back in a bit. You're listening.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters U602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information on our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steam-602.org.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay to provide their pest control services. For all and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, mite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club, best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. It's completely free for kids ages 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to baysox.com for kids, so don't miss out on all kinds of giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. And next, the Bay Sox Futures Club at baysox.com.
Shooter displays by Z-Tectics will be lighting up the sky. Top of the line fireworks shows following games all season long. We will give best bang for your buck. Sky Shooters include traditional shows, pro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z a try. Find out more by calling us 0328-1361 or visit us online ypyrotechnics.com.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured office technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning and workflow, document security and storage, we under people print, not printers. Imaging a call, 301-577-1022, or find out more about how we can view DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the double of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employment Insurance, DTA Imaging Systems, On the Green Patriots, Royal Fuss, Smile Doctors, and ZI Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Sox Baseball.
We're
ready to go from UPMC Park in Erie. First of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Sox. Matt Sabata's with you from Erie, Pennsylvania, and as Marcus Solbach warms on the mound for the Seawolves, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Cesar Prieto, followed by Joey Ortiz, shortstop batting second. Maverick Hanley is the DH today. He bats. Cody Roberts is the catcher batting fourth. Askin is in left field batting fifth. Andrew Buck at first base bats. Greg Cullen at third base bats seventh. Christopher Cespedes in right field eighth. Watson in center field bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen video, Quincy Birchfield, and Blake Wooten Athletics. Bowie is 25-38 on the season, a two-game losing streak. UPMC Park here in 328 feet down the line, 317 to left, and 400 straightaway center. As Prieto, and he gets ready for the first offering from Sick. Ready on lefty to open as Block winds and deals. It's a fastball called for strike on the outer black, and it's nothing in one to open as we're underway at 6:06 p.m. on an 8-degree sunny day here at U Park. Next pitch, swung on and peed in the mid of the catcher as the count goes to nothing and two. Again, that lineup briefly for Bowie. Ortiz, Handley, Roberts, Hashbach, Colin Cespedes, Wall to face Solbach on the mound. The O-Titch swing and a miss. Prieto goes three offerings, and that's how they get started for Marcus Solbach and the Bowie lineup. Tell you defensive alignment for the Seawolves now. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Andrew Parker Meadows and Kerry Carpenter. Andre Lipsy is at third. Gage Workman is short. Wenzel Perez at second, first, and Dylan Dingler catches behind the plate for Marcus Solbach. Here's Joey Ortiz. First foul right side out of play. And opens up at nothing and one. He's a 220 average this season at 40 OPS in 50 games played. Six, rather. 12 doubles, two triples, first 28 batted in. Next pitch. Ball misses low, and the even at a ball and a strike. Solbach, a 6'5", 200-pound, 30-year-old right-hander. Next, 1-1 misses high to Ortiz, and the count goes to 2-1. Solbach, a native of Germany. Dormady, to be precise. He's pitched in different minor league organizations at this point. Next pitch misses up and away to Ortiz. Count runs to 3-1. Last season, he was in the Dodgers organization. He started his minor league career Twins system. Enters, kicks and fires the 3-1 offer. He swings and misses. Fastball wide, and the count runs full. On the season, for Erie, Solbach has made 8 appearances, all-star, 4 with a 4.94 ERA. 31 innings, 25 strikeouts, not 6 homers allowed. Opponents hitting 2 off pitch to Ortiz, sliced foul. Back to the netting, and the count holds full. Against batters on a full count season, Solbach has held them 0 for 8. But he's walked 7 and only struck 3. They play Ortiz straight up on the infield and outfield, the right hand. Shadows from left field start to cross left field. The 3-2, lifted foul right side as the count. UPMC Park, a very peculiar and unique design here in the Eastern League, as they've got the hockey arena. Well, a multi-purpose arena, but it's mostly utilized for hockey. Basically, use the left field wall. You hit, and you can get a home run. Here's the 3-2. Swung on and missed inside for strike. Ortiz goes down chasing. Full count offering the fastball. It's back-to-back strikeouts to open the day for Solbach. Your umpire's game, Sean Cassidy is at 30s. Kelvis Velez is the crew chief over at first. And Jude Corey is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate this evening. As McHanley digs in, right-hander as the deep today, sits and waits for the first pitch. It's swung on and missed inside. Fastball starts it out at nothing to one. 65 average this season, an 8 OPS in 34 games played, 8 doubles, 4 homers, 19-1. Called a strike wide, and the case to nothing and 2. Handley straightens for a quick clarification on it, as Solbach has a quick wrist and fires the 0-2 pitch, and it misses slider. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Solbach did not see the last time these two teams faced off. A very brief vacation up to AAA, but came back. The 1-2, pow. A bouncer between the legs of him back to the on-deck circle for ear count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Another peculiar bit of this bullpen, or the home day, is the third base side. 1-2 to Handley is a late swell right side. Count remains at a ball and 2 strikes. So Bowie is still on the first base dugout just as they are back home at Prince George's Stadium. While the Seawolves are in the third base dugout, they would be when they visit Prince George's Stadium. They just got the dugout swapped here. 1-2 the count, bases empty, 2 away, and scoreless top first. So takes a slow wind this time, 5-2, and it's grounded the other way. Picked by Edmund Perez on the run, he side on first, and it just barely gets there. Saw Dane Myers, but the inning is over, 4-3. 3 down go the Bay Sox in the top of the first. As we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie Nucky coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe job well, you need the Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumber.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel... This summer, take the time to catch your annual health screenings. Visit Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctor's Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. More at luminoushealth.org.
Out in order in the top of the first. It'll be on Garrett Stallings to try and do against the Erie Seawolves here in the bottom of the first. Matt Sabat is with you from UPMC. Stallings warms in the mound for Bowie. Starting lineup for the Seawolves that he'll fix looks like this. Leading off, the baseman Wenzel Perez, followed by Andre Litt, third base, batting second. Harry Carpenter is in right field today. He bats the 40. The DH bats fourth. Ken Myers at first base bats fifth. Dill Catcher sixth. Parker Meadows in bats seventh. Andrew Navigato in left field eighth. And Gage Workman is the shorts batting ninth. Seawolves at the affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, they're Gabe Alvarez, assisted by Jurian, Dan Reichabal, and Ollie Cady. Nick is the athletic trainer. He is 35-28 on the season winning streak, and once more that lineup. You've got Perez, Lipsius, Carpenter, Naporti, Myers, Dingler, Meadow, Workman, all to face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. On lefty to open, Perez the switch batting left. Just in his fifth game at the AA level since being called High A West Michigan ahead of last week, Erie was in Altoona. First pitch, high but foul, third base side. One will curl out of play. Nothing in front to open. Perez, in the early days of his AA career, has gone 5-15. Does not have an extra base hit, thus drawn three walks against just three strikes. 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking is down, and the count goes to nothing. He's only driven in one run in the team. As the next pitch comes in, it misses high. Breaking ball runs out to a ball and two strikes. Unfortunately, for this entire week, won't be able to give you as much insight as to how the pitches are for Bowie. As the 1-2 is swing miss low for strike three. The slider, as it picks up a little bit of dirt, the catcher Cody Roberts. He sends it to base, and the strikeout is completed. Add on a 2-3, and there's the start of the day. Let's tell you about the boot from left to right in the outfield. You've got Hudson and Zach Watson and Christopher Cespedes. Greg Cullen is at third. Joey Ortiz at Cesar Prieto at second. And Andrew is at first. Cody Roberts is behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. First pitch to Andre Litt. Fastball nicks the upper inside corner. Hold strike. It's nothing in one. So Erie, like a couple of other made a switch lately, are using a different stat tracking, a live tracking company. As the next piece is fouled back to the screen, already nothing new. So while Bowie and a couple of other teams use TrackMan, Erie and a handful of other teams, Bain and Richmond among them, do not. You don't get access to pitch speed and movement. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled again, just a piece up to the screen. Count stays at nothing and two. We also will not be able to tell you about exit velocity, projected distance, things of that nature. Just like we did only about 10 years ago, nothing of the world. As the 0-2 to Lipsius comes up, foul right side, count remains. 247 average for Lip this in 813 OPS and 57 played. 11 doubles, a triple, 5-4 runs batted in. Still about Garrett Stallings, 600-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Chesapeake, Virginia. Brought over in the Jose Iglesias deal with the Angels back in 2020 is the next pitch. Slider misses. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. On the season for Bowie, he's been 2-5 in 11 games all-star. A 7.74 ERA that's really taken a jump up over the last 2 weeks. A screaming liner, left field base hit. Got past Joey Ortiz, bounced right in front of him. In front of him as he turned to the left, more specifically. But Lipsius is aboard. Starts a new hit streak after going over the tail end of the Altoona series. And Kerry Carpenter will dig into the box. Stallings' ERA... After his six-inning, three-run performance against Hartford, a quality start on May 21st, ERA was down to 3.55. And now that it's at 7.4, only about a month later, not only about a month, exactly a month, tells you how rough of a stretch it's been for Stallings. First pitch to Carpenter, fell back to the screen, nothing in one to open. And that stretch actually started when he faced off against Erie, allowed five runs, all earned five innings back on the 27th of May. 45 and a third innings of work total, 49 strikeouts, 13 walks, 13 homers, opponents hitting 286 against him. Next pitch, Carpenter bounces in a fastball, goes even at a ball and a strike. Stallings over his last starts, they have all been very, very, only one of them did he even reach the inning. He's gone just 7 and a third over those three starts and allowed 5 hits, 21 earned runs among them. holding for the left-hand Carpenter, the 1-1, misses a waiting ball as the count goes to two balls. Carey Carpenter among one of the best outs in the Eastern League at this point in the season, a 309 average and a 4 OPS. 59 played for the Seawolves with 12 doubles, 22 home runs, and 47 runs batted in. He leads minor league baseball with the home runs as he serves the two toward deep center field. Watson's wreck at the warning track leaps, and it's off the top of his glove and in fair territory. That's a fair ball. It's ran in center fielder, thrown home, but the catch missed. Roberts can't get it as he stops at second with a double. They had started the home run soundtrack here at UPMC Park. The third base umpire, Shuddy, had signaled safe as to says a ball in play, home run, or does come across on the RBI double for Carpenter, his third double of the season and 48th run in. But it does bring out the Gabe Alvarez from the third base coach box to talk with the umpire, see if he can maybe influence the decision a little bit, or at least provide an alternate perspective. If it did get... As the umpires will converge on this one, it'll be Carpenter's minor league leading 23rd home run of the season. Whatever it is, it drives one run and gives Eerily 1-0 advantage. The umpires will chat. We'll have to say about it. They are having a brief conversation just left of the pitcher's mound, only about 5. But it does continue. It's been a tough trend for Garrett Stallings. The umpire still just going to converse briefly. Does give us an opportunity to tell you about our good friends at a proud partner of the Bay Sox. They pest control services for Prince George's Stadium. For all your residential and control needs, anything from general control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest now, 301-231-8300. Bowie coming off of two times to enter this series. They have a commanding lead in their 7-game set over the Binghamton Rumble Pony. Pirates have concluded their conversation. They've made no change. So it was a double for Carey Carpenter. 13th of the season and 48th run driven in. So the way it looked call has been made is that they say the hit off of Zach Watts' glove got in the way of the wall. Okay. Here's Quincy Napurdy. Righty on righty with second still one away. First pitch. Breaks is down. And it's 1-0 to start. And Bowie blew two separate leads over their losses on the weekend with Binghamton, losing 8 on Saturday and 8-4 on Sunday. They had a 1-0 lead after 5 innings on Sunday. Game got out of hand. The 1-0 misses inside to the tall Napurdy, goes to 2-0. 254, the designated hitter today, an 879 OPS in 54 games, 9 doubles, a triple, 15 home runs, runs batted in. Again, very few easy outs in the lineup for the Seawolves. Stallings says his work out for him as the 2-0 is a slider that knocked away, and the count goes to 3-0. Now, one of the unfortunate things, too, is that a mile-per-hour reading on the pitches, because of that switch, they don't on the video board anymore. They were robbed of that. Pops one up right side toward the Sox bullpen. It'll touch down. Actually hits off of the concourse. Still bounces into cover as the count goes to 3-1. A couple of these Seawolves batters had excellent series the Bay Sox as well. These two teams met back in May for a 6-game set at Prince George's Stadium. One misses down and in for ball 4. Pretty much every pitch there to Napoleon to be out of the zone. And a first walk given up by Stallings, 3 batters reaching against the right-hander. And Bowie played 6 games from May 24th to the 29th. And Bowie lost consecutive to open before final 4-2 wins. 7-1 that Saturday and 13-2 on that Sunday. Kicked off a 4-game week. After they won those two, went on to take Altoona for the first two in what eventually became a 6-series split. Here's Dane Myers, right-hander. First pitch home. Fastball, nicks the upper inside called strike, and it's nothing and one to open. 253 average for Myers. This in 756 OPS for 80 games played. 7 doubles, 8 homers, 25 runs batted in. First and second, still only one out here in the bottom of the first. Next spoiled foul. Lifted up to this level here at UPMC Park, and the count goes nothing and two. Again, Bowie already 1-0. Carey Carpenter home run by mere inches. You could probably say just an inch. Put it an inch to the right or an inch to the left, and it probably gets out. But he's still stuck at second after the RBI double. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing a line drive into center. Hit. Carpenter will have the stop sign put up for him as the throw goes in. Single for Dane Myers. He's got hits in consecutive games now for the Seawolves. Bases are loaded here with only one out. Dylan on the season, 5 with the bases loaded, does not grand slam, and has only struck out once. Meanwhile, he's drove in 4 runs, as Garrett Stings is already in some early trouble. This season with the bases loaded has not allowed a base hit, has allowed a base runner. He's struck out both batters he's dealt with the bases loaded this year. So big opportunity for us here in the bottom of the first. Maybe ground out. Dingler has been notable this year. He's hit into 7 double plays. That's what you need. Righty on righty. The first pitch coming home. Swung on, missed, high fastball that time. And the count opens up at nothing and one. Poor average for Dingler this season, a 7.0 PS in 55 games played. 13 doubles and a triple for Erie's catcher. Homer's 23 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch. Dingler to flinch at it. Got just a piece and it's fouled off of the mid of the catcher. Ross unsure at first if it was a foul or not. So he started to run back behind the plate to retrieve the ball, but the umpire called him back. Told him it was well, and it runs the count to nothing and two. If Stallings doesn't go for the double, he could easily work with the strikeout. Dingler strikes out in a third of his plate appearances. 77 punches total this year. Stallings sets for a space side of the rubber, and the 0-2 misses high a fastball. Tried to get him to chase. Count goes to strikes now. Again, is loaded. Still only one out here in the bottom. Wenzel Perez went down open. And a single by Andres, an RBI double by Kerry Carpenter. And a single have loaded them up. Here's the 1-2 to Dingler. Fastball up and in again. And the count runs even at 2. Dingler was actually not in when Stallings faced off against last month, I should say. Trying to strike him out here. The 2-2 slider this time. Missing. And the count runs full. So you've got a serving in the zone here. There's no doubt of that. Dingler, though, more often than he walks on full count offerings. So maybe get something breaking, but still get it into the zone. You've got, okay, the 3-2 pitch. Swing, and he got him. Went with the fast up and inside. Stallings, actual strikeout here for his second of the Bay Sox alternate orange uniforms. This the black block buoy on the front, black cap, orange brim. While the Wolves are in their home reds, Sea Wolves arced across the front. White pants, black helmet. Here's Parker Meadow for 4 with the bases loaded this season. The first popped up out toward right field. Chris Cespedes initially backed up on it. He sees it, ranges very to his right, and brings it down. Stallings escapes the same moment here in the bottom of the first with only one run across. Strands the bases loaded and sends us to the end. Bowie trails 1-1. Back after this, you're listening to Sox Baseball. Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates at the ballpark. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle, swashbuckling ballpark. It's Louie's birthday bash. Many of our friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be a fantastic day at Prince George. That's Sunday, July 17th. So get out at baysox.com.
Baseball is against base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they and their teams stand out from the rest. SWIFT also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, physical therapist, and more. All to get you back to work, contain costs, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Peak Employers at CEIWC.com.
A bash with the Bay Sox is the best at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out and be the star of the show. Dan out with Louie, play games in the stadium, use a batter in the game, and you'll even have the stadium sing for you. Next birthday parties, an unforgettable kind experience at Prince George Stadium. Book yours by calling 304-64-480 or at base.com.
On in the second inning here at UPN Park in Erie as the Bay Sox trail 4, 5, and 6 back up for the Bay Sox after they went down to the top of the first. Meanwhile, Erie sent 7 to the plate in first inning, only bringing one cross and stranding the bases loaded. Roberts leads off against Marcus Solbach. Pitch home is a breaking ball called for strike at the inside corner to Roberts. It's nothing and one. 276 average for Rossiera, 782 OPS in 30 played, the 0-1 pitch. A fastball dots the inside edge of the belt high and runs the count to nothing and two. 7 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 26 runs batted in for us this season, and he's been on a fantastic run with the Bay Sox. The 0-2 misses side, and the count to a ball and 2 strikes. It was a 17-pitch first inning Holbach. Meanwhile, Garrett Stahl, 29 pitches to down the trouble he had found himself in. Rises the next pitch over to short, picked up by Gage Workman on the sidearm at S. He sends it to first base with Wishu. A 6-3 putout gets a start at second inning. Four up, four down to start for Marcus Holbach as Hudson Haskin will step in now. Two-fifth average for Huddy this year, a 760 PS in 50 games played. All seven homers, 25 batted in. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball inside. It's well, much tuna and a little bit like Richmond, this ballpark is a bit of a tricky ballpark for different reasons. The 0-1 right side gets out of play and the cost to nothing in two. But imagine Hudson Haskin, with his speed, could pick one up if it's the other way with a bit of luck. Hit it up the line, and there's a quirk to the bends here that make triples a little more likely. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one, line drive, taken on a bounce by Workman. He had to pull it up and rips first, gets it there in time. That one was a scorcher. Again, unfortunately, we don't get exosity at this ballpark, but I can tell you, it was a hot shot. Workman had to take it hard on the bound and curl his body back that he didn't lose the momentum ball. Right at him, too. Made it very easy to square it up. Back-to-back sixth outs, and there's two away here in the top of the second. Andrew Dashbach digs in. For a fastball inside, it's nothing in one. So the quirk about this study is that they really trim down the foul territory to a small barrier in front of the bullpen while they're still technically in play. Dashbach watches pitch low, miss, goes even at a ball and a strike. They're still in play, but there's a portion in front of that breaks it down. Here's the one left field that'll fall for a base hit and roll to the ball. Dashbach will turn the corner, head to second. The throw is a beauty in from Navago, but it's a little offline. Timing-wise, it beat out Dashbach, but he sent it a little bit third base side, and Dashbach extends his hit streak to a season's high 8 games with his 5th double of the season. Bowie's first base runner today. Sox player this season with an 8-game hit. No one has ever made it to 9, so we'll probably get the opportunity tomorrow. Greg Cullen tying runs suddenly in scoring for Bowie. Lefty on lefty, Cullen one of only two left to line up for the Bay Sox. Cesar Prieto on the other. 209 average and 694 OPS for Cullen in 15 games played. First pitch, swings and breaking ball down, and it's nothing in one to open. Three doubles of home runs batted in for Cullen this season. Again, haven't had too much time to a lot about the batters. Simply because of the quick speed that Marcus Solbach works with. Now with a runner on base, he's out of taking a little more time. He actually has to get the pitch out or he's going to commit a violation. All he does is the 0-1, eats up a little bit of dirt low. Count goes even a strike. Cullen was not with Bowie when the Seawolves were town last month, so this is his first time seeing them this season. Runner, do have the shift on for Cullen. Away here in the top of the second. Here, lifted, foul, face side. This one will curl out as the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. It is helpful of the runner at second if you're here. Because that whiffed on first baseman Dane doesn't have to hold the runner. He can still put a little bit of space from the foul line to cover his normal position. Solbach sends home the win. It's swung on and missed, down and inside. Third strikeout for Solbach ends and strands the two-out double at second base. We're on to the bottom of the second here at UPMC. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Size shooter displays by Zero Tactics will be lighting up the sky for the Lions fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll view the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-281-361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is a lawn care team providing professional or phased lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care by ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor patrol services. Mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. The Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Best deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesday is Terry Appreciation Night. Purchase a bucket at the ticket office with a proof of service. Pay half price. Bring along your friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best horror around every Thursday from Fox 30. $2 Bud and Bud Lumps with other beer specials throughout the and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ball. Get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
bottom of the second inning here at UP Park in Erie as the Bay Sox will try to keep it a one-run game. Garrett Stallings needed 29 pitches for the first inning, really holding it up from there. Drew Navigado will lead off, followed by Gage Wick, the top of the lineup, and Wenzel Perez. 8-1 due up, first pitch home. Navigado watches breaking ball miss wide. Now starts out at 1-0. Navigado 278 average this season, an 8-2 OPS in 34 games played. Bring a fastball, dots the inside corner for all strike. It's 1-1. Three doubles, no triples, 6 home, 13 runs batted in for Navigado. He's 2-for-8 against Stallings rear. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, misses inside. It's a count to 2 balls and a strike. Third base playing in on the line if Navigado wants a surprise, but he lifts it the other foul ground. Cespedes will watch it just slice out of play to deep recesses Bay Sox bullpen toward the corner. The count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Navigado really hinted Bowie, too. 470 against the Bay Sox. Drove in a trio of runs. Two things. Again, lifted foul the other way. You know, one of the things that I've noted about Garrett Stallings, or at least... because it's contradicting some of the things that I've at different points this season. As 2-2 pitch comes in, and it's fouled off back to the... One of the things that I think Bowie has a lot of good from just about everyone on their staff, primarily the starters, is fast. Ryan Watson does it best. Stallings is up there. And you don't want to over-rely on your fastball, especially at this level, as they're lined out toward left center field. It'll fall in for a base hit. Picked by Zach and sent to the infield on a single. Has his first hit in a couple of days. And he opens up leadoff base for Gage Workman. So, I've said a couple of times, especially last time I was in town, I was having a conversation that led to speaking of this. When Ryan was pitching well, ran into some trouble because he wasn't using his fastball as much. He was trying to rely on the breaking stuff. The 2-2 to work, or the first here to Gage Workman is called strike on the lower inside corner. It's not, the fact of the matter is that in minor league ball, the point is to develop. And sometimes you've got to use pitches that be the best procurer of outs because you need to develop them to get the 0-1 pitch. Misses down, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It seems like now, this is just my opinion, don't take it as fact, Garrett Stallings might be trying that a little touch. Here's a line drive over the first base glove and into right field for a base hit. Rick Schill and Christopher Cespedes will have to pick it. Second base goes Gage Workman. Navigado third. That's one of those quirks here at Park where you can pick up a good double on a spinner because, as I mentioned, foul ground juts in, stands put there to block the bullpen. A ball can carom off of that wall often and make the right fielder have to drastically alter their ball all the time. Takes a ton of momentum out of the ball and ruins the run of the right. Easy way to pick up a two base, as Workman just did. It's his 16th double, and it's second and third with nobody out for the top of the lineup in Wenzel Perez. Pitch. Fastball called a strike, just nothing in one. So to finish my point, what it really seems to be here at Stallings is that he's improvement out of his breaking stuff, and whether it be the placement, how much it breaks, whatever the issue is, I can't tell you. I'm a coach, I'm not on the coaching staff, and I'm not a professional pitcher. But it seems to be that at this, considering the numbers that have been put up, attack that has been against Garrett Stallings, as the one pitch is grounded right to first, backhanded by Drew Dashbach, he goes home with it, and the tag wasn't in time. I don't think Cody Roberts was expecting the throw. Pagato scores, and it's 2-0 Erie. Spock was very quick-witted on getting that fielder's choice home. And you could just see in the body language, Roberts was surprised when he saw Dashbach his way. I'm surprised that Andrew Navigado even tried. But it worked out. And Perez drives in the run, his second RBI here at the AA level. First and third, still nobody out here in the second as Erie doubles up their lead. So, trying to finish my point, I know. What it really seems is that Stallings is really trying a lot of development and see what he can build from his breaking stuff. The way things have been going right now, maybe fastball a little bit more to get the outs. As Andre Lipsius digs in, first pick ball that misses inside, and it's out at 1-0. Because it's a tough ask, it is. There's not much that you can really do at this moment. 1-0. Fouled off just a piece. Back. And the count goes 1. Because there are two courses of action that you could probably continue to try and develop the break until you finally make that breakthrough and go on a big run. But at the moment, just again, the Whippers have been climbing against Garrett Stallings. I think he'd be better set to work on the field a bit more and get the outs, extend some outings, and just build confidence back. The 1-1 fell off right side, and the count goes to 1-2 strikes. See, I can't imagine how tough it must be to have the numbers played against you like this. And I want to see Stallings succeed. He's pitched so well at so many points this season as the 1-2 is drilled right center field. Cespedes running back, still running. It's gone. A three-run home run. Lipsius, his sixth of the season. And it's 5-0 Erie. Still nobody out here in the bottom second. Lipsius up to RBI this season. The frying pan into the fire. Here's Carpenter. Left-hander fouls it off. Ball inside edge, lifted back to the screen. It's nothing in one. And again, like to give you minutes here or there, but just haven't been able to, simply because of the new system that Erie and a couple teams are going with. A flinch on a pitch high. Appeal to the base umpire, and they say he went around. So Carpenter quickly behind, nothing in two. He doubled to straightaway center field, hit it off the glove of Zach Watson in center run. While it looked like he might hold it out, just barely missed according to the umpires. Base is empty, still nobody out in the second as Stallings is waiting. Finally fires the 0-2, and it misses him. Now goes to a ball and two strikes. Again, it's another six-hit day. Large day against Stallings. The 1-2. Slider misses down and inside. And the count goes even. Here's the next. Carpenter swings and misses. Ball down for strike three. Strikeout for Stallings. First out here in second inning. And now Quincy Naporti. So let's try and do some of the here on the stretch that it's been for Stallings. And I said it back in the pregame, you could practically pinpoint as it started to take the turn south. Quincy Naporti digs in the first pitch. Good strike on a pitch inside, it's nothing in one. And that was against Erie. After his strong outing, his quality start against Hartford a month ago today, his ERA has been constantly rising, and it's just going to keep going up. After the home run to Lipsius, it's up to 8.49 at the moment. Next pitch to Naporti misses high, and it's 1. Bowie trails 5-0 here in the bottom inning. As the one comes in, Naporti grounds it to put foul. It goes to a ball on two strikes. So when you include his start against Erie, this is his fifth start, sixth that quality start against Hartford. So 5 starts in the span of a month, that's fine. If I can do the quick math here. He's allowed 38 hits in 5 starts. Here's the 1-2. Drilled out toward deep center. Watson backing up. He's got a chance. This one's way out. Second home run of the inning. Hits his 16th of the... And it's Erie. That was the biggest blast of them all. 400 feet to straightaway wall. That one, and I think it might have cleared the batter's eye. 41st RBI of the season. 40. And now here's Dane Myers. First pitch, Omer is down, and the count starts out at 1-0. But Dane Myers, he's a fantastic story. I remember hearing bits and pieces of it last season. Let me see if they've gathered it here amongst packets for Erie as they just swung on and missed. Count evens at 1. Myers has just a hero of a mom. I'll preface his mother, Rhonda Ward. As a single mother, and Myers loops it in toward right field here. Hits off the base of the wall for a hit. He'll motor into second base. Eighth double in for Myers as the inning continues against Stallings. Already hit of the game for Erie, and there's one out here in the bottom. Here comes Coach Josh Conway. So, Myers, let's just take this time to tell you about a story. A single mother who sacrificed so much just that he could still just chase his athletic dream. He was an outstanding both running back and player. He pitched at Rice. He was primarily a pitcher. Made the shift over to a pitcher after spending one season as Tigers organization, but he was an infielder and a pitcher all through his time at Rice. And let's see. She had between buying groceries, sending him to weekend tournaments. She had to get a special mission from the Department of Motor Vehicles to get his younger sister a driver's license, or his older sister, rather, who was still only 15, a driver's license. She was granted that exception. And he paid her back out with her real estate work. He's said many, she's a huge inspiration for him, and rightfully so. I remember hearing about the story last season, and it was just the most heartwarming I'd ever heard. Rhonda Myers, a superhero when it comes to base. I'm very glad to watch Dane Myers chase his dream. As Dylan Dingler steps in, he's up to a 1-1 second, still only one away here in the bottom. We trail 6-0. Next pitch home. Ding swings and misses. Breaking ball down. Count goes to a ball and two. Dingler struck out swinging back in the first inning. Myers at second. They have the shift for the righty Dingler as the 1-2 is back through the shift in toward left center, a base hit. Myers will score as Dingler picks up the single. Make it something eerie. Bowie has been keeping the bullpen solid, now finally getting a right-hander up and move. To be Tyler Birch. And now here's Kyle Moore. Another tough day for Garrett. He allows 9 more hits, collects 1 out in the second inning. We'll tell you about Tyler Birch in a second. Trails 7-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
A Birch with the Bay Sox is the best part. Bring your friends and family out and be the star of the show. Dance on dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience, Georgia Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From to stitches, sore throats, stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. We'll see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray tests and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We continue on with the bottom of the second, EMC Park in Erie, as the Bays unfortunately having to make a pitching change than really ever anticipated. 2 1/3 innings for Garrett Stallings. The second time this season that he's only gone an inning and a third. The previous time was part of that 9-second inning against the Altoona Curve when Bowie surprisingly made a massive comeback to take a 9-7 lead, but eventually losing, or a... was it 10-9? Yeah, that was just a long game. Bowie eventually, though, 13-12. Tyler Birch will take over for the Sox as Garrett Stallings matches his career-worst day in terms of innings pitched. 1 1/3 innings, 9 hits, at least 7 runs all earned. Runner at first belongs to him. He struck out 3 batters, just 1, allowed 2 home runs. First pitch, Parker Meadows watches up and away for a ball. Here's the next. Meadows it off back our way. And we'll get up on ends of the ballpark. And the count goes on strike. So stand for the loss. If he takes it, he falls to 2-6 on the season. As Birch takes over, he's talk about. 6-200 right-hander. Fires the 1-1 swung on and missed down and inside. Counts on 2 strikes. Which was traded over in the Freddie Galvis deal with Phil. On the season with the base, he's been getting it straight. It's bounced foul. Over to the right side is the count hold. Overall in the season, 16 appearances, most in the pen. 5 with a 9-1 7 ERA, 2/3 innings, 16 to 9 walks. He's allowed 6 as the 1-2 comes in, and it's up on the infield. Left side, sprinting down Greg Cullen territory as Cody Roberts calls him off and makes the catch. Second out in the inning. 10th batter in the lineup, Andrew Navagato, opened the frame with a single. Runner still at first, now 2 away. As righty Navagato, his second plate appearance of the frame after that pre-pitch in from Birch. Lynch on a called strike inside edge, and it's nothing and one to open. Birch is coming off of an inning against him where he did allow a couple of the 0-1. Bouncer over towards short. Over to pick at Joey Ortiz. He goes the short way to second. Retiring Dingler and mercifully inning. Six runs across for Erie on six hits. We go to the third. Bowie trails nothing. We're listening to baseball.
Get your memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed balls, all at great prices. Located at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium, online at BaySoxShop.com. The Tackle Box is the only place to Bay Sox gear for you and favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted from document creation, output device, and workflow to document security and switch. We understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-57021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. D-Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time. Rich, flavorful coffee bean. Lush mountain regions of Colombia to Royal Farms. But in a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine. Find those rich, flavorful coffee beans. Brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest, best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Hey, fans, Care's around the corner at Pinehurst. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the season. No point ever. Learn more at patient.com. Bowie trailing 7-0 as we move on to third inning here at UPMC Park in Garrett Stallings. An unfortunately short day once again as Marcus Solbach just at this point moves through five. He's already done open. Fires the first pitch home to Crespedes, and it's called a strike in the lower outside corner, nothing and one. Bowie has one base hit. It was a two-out double by Andrew Dischbach in the second. Next pitch. Miss Cespedes, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. 2-2 average for Cespedes this season. A 680 OPS and 18 games played. As the next pitch is up out toward right field, carrying to Ted, but Carey Carpenter is there in front of the warning track to catch one away. Can you tell I'm a fan of puns from time to time? Because it is Ruth. And at this point, when your team's down, got to make the most of what you can. It happens. As Zach Watson will dig in. First pitch, fouled off back to the screen. And the count at nothing and one. Waddy batting six this season, a 5.26 OPS, 44 games played, 5 doubles and triples, 2 homers, 8 runs batted, 1. Fouled off again, but this time it's legs on a bounce. Count goes to. Watson only appearance is against Erie. During the previous series, when Oak struck out 5 times. Bases empty, 1 away, you're in the top of the third. Knuckled in the air on the hands, third. Cius makes the catch. 2 away. Well, I think these series for Bowie, though they've still got plenty of time to turn it around, plenty of time to turn it around in this game as well. Again, you can't forget, and I'm not going to forget, the last time that Stallings got roughed up in a manner such as this. Bowie still came back to tie and eventually take the lead. As Cesar Prieto's in, first pitch to the left-hander is bound field for a base hit. Prieto's got 8 consecutive games now as he logs the deal here in the third. Inning continues. Joey Ortiz steps into the box. Saw a nice changeup on the bottom half of the inning. Prieto just made the most of it. Kentucky. Go back to Altoona when Stallings had given up what was a 9-second inning. He didn't give up all the runs. He precipitated it, as the tease is called a strike top half. Now, Bowie scored 9 consecutive runs of their own to take a 10-9. But then Altoona put on 4 runs, 13-10, and then Erie added 2 more to lose 13. Here's the 0-1. Ortiz pops it up behind home. Dingler sheds to the warning track, and it just falls in. Not even on the front row, in front row, on the other side, still hitting off of backstop wall. That's how margin it was there. Still holds the thing in 2. Yeah, so Bowie's not out just, but a 7-run comeback is pretty dire. Here's 2. Here's a slow grounder over to picked by Workman, sent to Wenzel Perez at second to throw on the force. 6-4 ends the inning. We're on to the bottom of the third. Bowie trails. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and pest control needs, call Pest Now. For control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 302-31-8300. Visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Get the Bills at Prince George's Stadium with weak motions all season. Tuesdays are Mill Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry fun Woof Wednesday, and it's the best hour around every Thursday from Fox 30. $2 Bud and Bud Light apps with other beer specials throughout and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballparks. Get your tickets now at base.com.
Get your red capes ready and your iron suits. It's Superhero Day at Prince George's Stadium, July 31st. You can meet your favorite hero, and the first 750 fans, 18 and up, will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez and bobblehead for their own. Not only that, be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity soft, and the Bay Sox will wear custom hero jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st. So get your tickets at Bay Sox.
On to the bottom of the third inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox 7-0. It's on touch from here on out to try and make sure Seawolves don't increase. How long they might be able to get out of, who's to say? He usually goes about 1 inning. He came to 2 outs to end the second inning. It's with the number 9 batter, Gage Workman, here. First pitch to the switch hitter is swung on in mid. Count opens up and nothing in 1. Workman batting lefty, of course. Doubled and scored in the second inning. A 6-run frame at Seawolves. Next pitch comes in, and it's grounded foul for a base side. Count already to nothing, too. Season high for 2 1/3 innings. That came in a scoreless Harrisburg. He made 2 pitches in that series against the Senators. Another walk-off. Bowie's taken by a couple of those this year. Here's the swing and a miss for strike 3. On a breaking ball, down and away. Workman's down swinging. First strike at Tyler Birch. 4th overall for basing. Back at the top of the lineup for Wenzel Perez. So the line on Stalling closed officially. Half second inning finished without the inherent scoring. 1-1 things for Stallings. Again, a career leads that 1 1/3 against Altoona. First pitch to the leadoff man, Perez, is swung on. It's 0-1. 9 hits for Stallings, 7 runs all earned. He struck out 3, walked 1, allowed 2 homers. Next pitch, Perez watches high. Change up, even the ball and a strike. Perez struck out swinging in the first inning. He drove in a run on a field in the second. He pops this pitch foul left side, and it runs it to 1-2. And a little bit of the numbers on Garrett Stallings over his last few outs. So his previous now 4 starts when you include today. Next pitch, Perez watches, and the count goes even at 2. It's 8-2 things for Stallings. He is allowed 34. Here's the 2-2. Super strike 3. Ball, Perez too far ahead of it. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Burke. So let's see if we can just do a little calculation here. 34 in 8 innings. He's 28 earned runs. First Pepsi has fouled off. That is an almost comprehensible 29.08 ERA for Garrett Stallings over his last 4 starts. I feel for the guy at that point. And here's a soft liner out toward left feet just over the head of Joey Ortiz for a hit. Lipsius has a day, and it's the third inning. That's how the day's been. Bowie out of the gate. as Hebner will step into the box. Overall whip for Stallings. He walked that many batters. That thing he's at least got going for him. He's only given up four walks over this span. First pitch to Carpenter is called a strike edge. It's nothing in one. But when you combine those four walks with the 30, that run into trouble. Next pitch, pieced foul back to the screen. Count already to nothing at two. You get, and if you understand the whip statistic, walks plus hits inning pitch, basically how many base runners pitcher allows per inning. The Oats is high a fastball. Count goes to a ball and to Carpenter. A whip is around one. An average whip, anywhere between 1.25 to 1.5. Stallings, over his four starts, has a whip of 4.39. 1-2. Swinging a flare out center. Watson charging, makes the catch. Inning over. Clean empty frame for Tyler. Strands a two-out walk, two-out single, rather, at first base. On to the fourth here at UPMC Park. Bowie trails 7-0. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Lawn Decorated is your lawn care team. Provide professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers out pest control services. Mosquitoes, ticks, and more. Safely infect insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer. On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best way to take it to Bay Sox is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group are filled and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group out by calling 301-464-4880 or go to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Also helps set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team and orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at IWC.com.
Fourth inning here in Erie as the base 7-0. Maverick Handley will lead it off. First pitch home is checked on, strike on a fastball inside, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Handley grounded out to second base back in the first inning. As the next pitch to the right-hander is swung off, changeup, and fouled off right side. It goes to nothing and two. After late, it'll be Cody Roberts and Hudson Haskin frame for Bowie as Marcus Solbach continues the mound for Erie. Been pitching well, the 0-2. Breaking ball down and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. But Solbach hasn't even really needed a pitch. He's just needed an average start considering the offense that Erie has put up for him. The 1-2. Misses high a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. In Solbach's defense, he's 30 years old and has bounced some of the minor leagues. Would really like to Porth to get up to AAA as the next pitch is swung and missed high for strike three. Handley down on strikes. Fourth punch out for Solbach today. He's taken down the leadoff batter four innings so far. Here's Cody Roberts. And again, based on his numbers, the numbers he put up at AAA, the rhythm he's working with, candor on the mound, I see no reason why Solbach shouldn't be up at AAA right now. First pitch to Roberts is called a strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Not as well versed as much as I was last year in the Tigers minor league. And you know, where their needs were. AAA is pitchers for now. Maybe their rotation is fine. Roberts fouls off the next. It's nothing to do. He grounded out to shortstop at second. I think it's the 0-2. It was a line drive with the shortstop to left field, a base hit. Roberts has a five-game hit. One-out single. And now we're set. And a very quiet day here at UPMC Park. A very town on the shores of Lake Erie. A lot of industry that has since come and gone. Want some loyal turnout for just about every game as Ken digs in and watches the first pitch down in 1-0 to open. Huddy grounded out to shortstop his last time up. He's hit into fourth this season, hoping not to here. Here's the 1-0 line drive. Picked out of the air by second baseman Perez. Excellent stretch by Perez, and he's just enough height to make that happen. They've only got him listed at 11. Maybe my is just a little off here, but he looked at, he just stretched out a little. And the bones. He looked like he was taller while making that play. But it's two away. Andrew Dashbach will dig in. He had the double to left field. His first up is the first pitch. Is fouled off the other one's time. Count opens up at nothing and one. This is a very nice park. Renovated very recently. I would say the 2019 offseason. So, of course, they didn't get to debut it later than anticipated because of the canceled season. Here's the one pitch. Dashbach swings and misses a heater inside. Count already to nothing. They added a party deck with more foursome bar seat, just a general table for parties over past right field, and some picnic tables below it in the end zone. They redesigned the entire different part of the ballpark. The 2-2 cracked bat floater in towards center, and shallow center by the second baseman Perez once again. So a one-out single left stranders and has moved to the bottom of the fourth. Bowie fell 7-0. You're listening to baseball.
At DeSing Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, to scanning and workflow, to document storage, we understand people printers. Give DCA Imaging 01-577-121 or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems. Office technology made.
Hey, Big Sox fans, if you're an educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 3 tickets to a game of their choice those days, all sponsored by Edgenal Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Sky Shooter Displays by Y Pyrotechnics will be lighting up sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season. We'll give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter Displays, including traditional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much. The night sky is truly limitless. Be shy. Give ZY a try. Find more by calling us at 570-828-136 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
On to the bottom of the field here at UPMC Park in Erie as Sox trail 7-0. As with you on a very lovely evening with Tyler Birch getting back to work is emergency relief role Sox. Right-hander will see Naporti to start. Naporti had the still look in the second inning that continued the 6-run for Erie. First pitch, fastball called a strike on the outer edge. It's nothing to one to. Fans, don't forget, coming up soon, not too long from now, July 15th, Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium. The 0-1 Naporti. Driven high in the, not deep, out toward right center. Perino backing up, still backing, finally called off by the right fielder. Cespedes is the one to make this one away. Jimmy J.J. Walker coming to the ballpark. Dynamite Night on the 15th. You can meet the legendary comedian, star of Good Times. Special VIP and greet packages are available. Believe the bucket hat is away, hopefully to be at the ballpark as the first pitch home to Dane Myers. Misses up and inside a fastball. No to open. So get your tickets for that. The meet and you have to go to baysoxshop.com. Purchase the package deal. The 1-0 slider misses down and away. Birch and the count goes to 2-0. If you just want to buy it, probably be able to see him around the ballpark. I imagine there'll be a table set up somewhere. For a ticket, you can just go to baysox.com. Here's the next. Slider misses down and away. Count goes to 3 ball strikes. For Myers, doubled and scored in the second inning, singled in the first, but with Strano called a strike, fast side. The count goes to 3-1. I can't imagine I'll be able to drop too many mites or just simple claps and little bits from the show and the broadcast that evening. As line is driven out toward right field, stay in the ballpark as Cespedes tracks it. Ranging toward the warning track, he pulls it down, and there's 2 away. Again, Good Times was well before my time. hopefully I don't make any of you feel too bad by stating that fact. But it's just the truth. I was obviously well aware of the show, you know, aware of the catchphrase. I just never had the opportunity to watch it much myself. Here's Dylan Dingler, first driven out toward left center field, and carrying, but Watson has a beat. Ranges to his right, finally stops, moves to his left slightly, and pulls it down. Three flyouts, a picked fourth inning for Tyler Birch. Oh, Bowie trails 7-0. You're listening to baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a putter, pipe welder, or a service technician, and your interest in life, a better means to provide yourself and your family, a way to ensure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help your life.
Hey, coppers, know where you'll find the world's cup of coffee? Right here, Coppel Farms. Because with our new system, it takes less than a minute from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavor cup of coffee you can buy is at Roots. So try one. It'll be the first sip, because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royals.
It's the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids age 12. Futures Club members get at special members-only events, discs, and free gifts. For just parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids. So don't miss out on promotions and giveaways at Prince George season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Fifth inning here in Erie as the Bay trail 7-0. Solbach back to work on the mound and fires a feint side to start on Greg Cullen. Flinched on it, and it looks like he made a contact. At least that's what the home plate umpire says. Nothing and one to open. Solbach holds it set at the chin, drops down to the waist before turning at the heel, firing the next. It's a breaking ball that way. Count goes even, ball and a strike. 7-8-9 here in the Bowie lineup as 7-0. 1-1 already on it's Solbach, and it swung on and missed down and away. Goes to 1-2. But really what reminded me of right now is Noah DeNoyer. Just the placement of his pitches are throwing batters off, too. Swing and a miss. Curveball day. Cullen's down on strikes. Fifth strikeout of the day for Solbach. He's allowed three base runners in base hits in the second, third, and fifth. Adam Stauffer warming in the bullpen for Bowie at the moment. Stauffer coming off of his best outing of the year. Hands down, first pitch to Christopher is swung on and missed low, one to open. And again, Solbach is one of the most against pitchers that Bowie has faced this season, so it holds up as the one is cut on and missed away, nothing in two. He can just, you know, pick apart the anxiousness and the emotion that Bowie is coming at now as the 0-2 is swung on and missed high for Steve. Down 7-0. What are they going to do? Meticulous and be methodic at this point? No, they need to spark a rally at some point. You do that by collecting base hits. A heavy walking team, when you trail so early on, you're not going to really get something going by drops. First pitch to Zach Watson is drilled outfield. Carpenter running back, and it's over his head. Bounces off the top of the ball, and Watson will head into second base. Sixth double for Waddy. Fourth game for Bowie. And the inning continues at opening strikeout. Back to the top of the line for Cesar Prieto. Well, this is just a little bit here at UPMC Park. And I mentioned it all the way back in the first inning. They're one of the most unique parks in their left field. First pitch to Prieto. Misses down, you know. So they've been in left field. Erie Insurance Arena. It's primarily the home of their OHL hockey team, the Erie Otters. It's the Ontario Hockey League. It comprises a majority of the wall, just the wall of the arena. Next pitch, pieced foul. Hits off of the glove of the catcher as the count goes even at one. And a 1-for-2 on the day. Singled in the third. struck out swinging first. But yeah, because Arena there in left. Left field and center field by the shadows very early. Well, there's just a bit of sun stretches the infield right now. The 1-1 crushing in deep out toward left field. Sends Navigo toward the corner. He sees it. Makes the catch on the warning track. A high drive by Prieto, but just not a deep drive. The inning comes to a close. We're halfway here at UPMC Park. Game 1, 6-game tilt is all Erie so far. 5-7-0 Seawolves. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's the most special day of the year in Georgia Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 20th Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Union. Join the United States Naval Academy 2026 and take a Sox as they face off against Una Curve. It all comes your way on Friday 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7-5 with some fantastic post-game. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Radonix is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign liners, anyone can get the smile they've always with our flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing dessert. Visit RadSmile.com to book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Sox.
Baseball game of specialists, base stealer, closers, cleanup hitters. Together help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employees Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health services includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. Get your employee back to work, contests, and keep premiums down. That, to learn more, connect with your agents at Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Home half of the fifth inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. Bay Sox still trail 7-0. Bowie goes into the bullpen for the second day. A valiant out from Tyler Birch. Excellent work called upon much earlier than he may have anticipated, and from what he definitely anticipated. Adam Stauffer takes over for Bowie. Birch finishes with 2 2/3 innings of work, a tie, longest for him this year. Allowed just one hit and no. As Parker Meadows digs, first pitch misses down and inside up to the left-hander. Birch, two batters, didn't walk in one. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called a strike in the upper out corner. It's 1-1. It's a very high quality and day for touch and relief as it makes way for Stauffer. Ander delivers the next, and the 1-1 is lined up middle of base hits. Meadows breaks out of his brief hit list the day 0-2. Came up final game of the Altoona series as well. It's a single to lead off the fifth inning. And that breaks a lengthy hitless skid from Stauffer as well. He picked up the spot start in game 2 of the doubleheader a week ago tomorrow. And all things are probably the outing in a soul from the relievers, the pitchers, all season. First pitcher Navigado called a strike, a high fastball, nothing in one. Don't even need to say all things based on the numbers. It just flat out was. 5 hitless innings. He struck out 6-1. Bowie couldn't finish out the hitter, though. Jensen Elliott gave up a couple of but still pitched the shutout 4-0. 0-1 pitch, misses high, back pick first. Andrew Dashbach was not close enough to the bag. The throw actually looked pretty time. But Dashbach had ran in just a little bit. So he would have had to kind of backtrack to get the tag there, and of course he couldn't. Slow. Here's the 1-1. Ball misses way high as Roberts had to pop out and pull that one in. Runner at first, one away. McDonough away. They've got one up on the video board, isn't it? Here's the next. Swing and a miss for strike 3. First out. First strikeout for Effer. Sixth overall for Bowie pitching. And out Gage Workman. Pickoff throw to first. That one just a little late. offering. Runner goes, and it's popped up on field. That's going to send Meadows back. Prieto waves the arms, on the, makes the catch, two away. Now back to the top of the lineup in Wenzel. Wait, this is Workman. I'm lost here. Pitch to Workman. Called us. It's nothing in one. Did Avogadro just strike out? I guess I thought I saw him walk away. I was looking. I looked down. I looked up. And I had just assumed. Runner goes. Down and away for a ball. Throwing a second is in time. Oh, Cody Roberts. You can't stop them. That's another caught steal for Cody. He's nabbed 14, 25 total attempts this season. The real best catcher in the Eastern League of the Dish this year. That one goes 2-6. There's two outs. As Workman is 1-1, next pitch. The strike on the lower inside corner. Count goes ball and two strikes here. Next pitch from Stauffer. Bounces in. Almost clipped him on the. Runs the count even at two. Workman pulled back in the second inning. He's swinging in the third. Yeah, so I'd gotten tangled up. They did talk on the video board. I thought Andrew Navagato would scout. It's the 2-2 fouled off left side as the count stays even. They have been having some issues here at UPMC Park. You go on a road trip, you come back, things are bound to break. Right times this season at Princeton. As the 2-2 comes in, it's single to right field. Just shot past the second baseman, Cesar Prieto. Workman's got a day. Now back to the top of the lineup in Wimbledon as I'm finally caught back up. But yes, a handful of technical issues today that we've run through when it comes to things like the pitch speed, no analytic feeds as the first pitch to the switch hitter misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Keep up with what had been funky game to start, especially for Bowie. They trail 7-0. The 1-0 is pulled into right field. Shouldn't say single, as that went to Bay Sox bullpen. Should go for as it hits off the bench in the bullpen. One run will score as Perez turns and heads to third without a throw. RBI triple for Wenzel Perez, his first at AA. Nothing eerie. Well, I had said it not too long ago, back in the first inning. This is a very triple-friendly when you just hook it up first baseline. They have such fun with the ballpark because they have the punched directly back into the corner. While at Prince George's State, the bullpen is slightly to the line, a lot closer, about, I'd say, three-quarter way up to the wall. That's just not the case here. Andre Lipsius in the box. He's already behind, nothing in two. Again, Bowie already trying, so not much more we need to keep track of when it comes to the nuts and bolts of this one. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Or misses down and away. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Yeah, once you curl it up that line enough, it'll ricochet into the bullpen. The pitch itself is backed up to the wall. So when it hits off of the wall, it hits off and just dies there. 1-2 pitch misses down. The count goes 2. And because of that, any right fielder isn't really shaded up the line is liable to just give up a three-bagger. That's what happened. The throw didn't even get to the infield before Perez was at third base. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off. Fastball misses high. And the count is even. Runner at third, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. We trade nothing. As the 2-2 comes in, and slowly to first. Gobbled up by Andrew, and he'll take the slow trot over to the bag and keep on moving over toward the 3 and assist. It ends the inning, but not before he attacks on another. Two out RBI by Wenzel Perez, and we're on to the sun 8-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, gyro musicals, custom choreographies, and much more. The night sky, truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by 570-328-1361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fire, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with six different shows to choose from. So get your now at BaySox.com. Only two chances to catch fireworks in June on the 7th and 18th against the Binghamton Roll Ponies. Hope to see you there.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and Premier Pest Control Services. For all your resident commercial pest control needs, call now. For general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-281-8300 or visit at www.pest.com.
On to the sixth here in Erie as the Bay Sox trail 8-0. Matt Sabatis with you. Joey is the first batter of the frame. First home. This is down and away, and it's 1-0. Marcus Zobach is back to work, trying to six scoreless innings. See if he can maybe go a little bit further as the next offering is bounced foul side. Count goes even to the ball. Zobach only at 65 pitches. A lengthy minor league, 30 years old, probably has distance in the arm. If he keeps efficient, see him easily going 7. And one comes into Ortiz, and it's a slip. Misses down and away. Count goes to the strike. Joey 0-for-2 on the day, struck out swinging in the first, bounced into a force out in the third. Zobach fires the 2-1 and Ortiz way. Fastball runs the count to 3-ball strike. Zobach does complete game on the books, the 3-1. Fouled off right side on Ortiz. But it was a long, long time ago. Necessarily a galaxy far, far. If you want to call the Midwest a different galaxy, I don't necessarily blame you. Because it was West League back when he was pitching in the Twins organization. 3-2, fouled out again by Ortiz. Runs it down, but it's out of play. We'll stick around. And he had an incomplete game back when he was with the Twins. I believe they were split still. All the way back in 2014 against the Cardinals affiliate. 3-2 pitch, Ortiz. Late swing, pushed over to third. Picked up by Andre Lipsius between the legs and space easily. 5-3 put out. One away, and Andre. Most that Zobach has seen is six innings. He's actually done it a couple, including his last start against, that was a quality start. And then he had another quality start against Nashville, up with AAA. Again, I'm intrigued as to why he didn't get more of a sniff with AAA Toledo. First pitch to Maverick Handley is a called strike, a curveball inside. Nothing to open. Handley 0-for-2, grounded out to second in the first, struck out in the fourth. One pitch comes in. It's lift foul right side. Count already nothing in two. Yeah, because his first start with Tripodo was five innings of four-hit ball, two runs, none earned, only one walk and five strikeouts. Win, he was the winning pitcher. Next pitch, he misses down for a ball. It's 1-2. And then his next, he was the tough luck and a quality start. Six innings, one. Next pitch fouled off, back to the screen. Count stays at a ball and two strikes on Handley. The only reason he lost that game was because Toledo would. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is it again to third. This one a slower, picked at the chest by Lipsius, sent to first, and the digout is improper. Dane Myers couldn't get there. I think it actually ricocheted off of him as well, but he's in safe. You're going to go and check that one on the board, see what the ruling might go down. I'd say base hit, considering how slowly it hit, but the bounce on the throw might alter the decision-making, and they'd judge it as an error on Lipsius. Seventh error of the season for the third baseman. It's Cody runs in. First pitch. This is away for a ball. It's 1-0 to open. Single back in the fourth inning for extended his hit streak. He's now got hits in third last 14 for the Bay Sox. That's really all it is right now. Handley and Roberts are the angle of the Bowie offense at the moment. Here's the 1-0. Called strike. Breaking for inside corner. It's 1-1. Well, that's a fair thing to say, because Andrew Dashbach, an 8-game hitting streak as well. I think he'll be able to bump his average up above 100 if he can maybe put one more hit in this game. And Cesar Prieto, he's been attacking, seeing the ball very, very well. He's gotten some good barrels, and a lot of times lately, when attacked on the first pitch, he's been making keen sacks and picking up base hits, too. Single back in the third inning. And, of course, Joey Ortiz. Good run and finding a good home in the 2-1 pitch. Nick foul into the hit as the count one Roberts. Runner at first away here in the top of the sixth inning as Bowie treat nothing. Four hits for the Bay Sox, 13 hits for the Seawolves. As Roberts box and steps back in. Solbach has the shadow stretched just across the middle of the mound, splitting him in half. His line passed him, but picked by the second. Flip to the shortstop, sent to plate. Perez, 50 underhand to Gage Workman, had to pick it on the run, tag the bag, and throw it to first. Couldn't get it to Myers to complete the play. Would have been a tremendous got done, but instead it just down as a fielder's choice. Force Roberts hurt for the second time. And now here's Hudson Hat with 2 outs. First pitch. Right. Eskin fouls it off right side. Nothing and one to open. Well, we don't have much of an obstructed with this ballpark. This location isn't directly behind home plate, just slightly at an angle in between the on-deck circles. But there's slight obstruction to left field. The 0-1 to Eskin. That one blade. That's the usual thing. What's he up to now? 11? Let's see. 11 hit by pitches. This coming up on the halfway point. So now he is on pace to eclipse his from last year. He got his 20 last season in 80 games. That was only his 1151st game. Remember, Haskin had that broken thumb. Last really hampered his work. There is a right hand forming in the bullpen for Erie. But again, there is a relative obstruction pretty much all of left field here. All of left field, but the deepest trench is corner in left. And that's exactly where the Seawolves bullpen is. At least the Bay Sox bullpen is broad daylight. And I can see that just about its day. But the best I can tell you about Erie who's working with right now is just a right-handed pitcher. That's it. Got railings, couple of cheap ball, and then more railing in front of the bullpen, blocking my view. So Bowie has another runner in scoring position now, still with his Andrew Dashbach steps in the box. First pitch is a fastball called for strike inside corner. Another in one pin. Doubled in the second inning for Dash. Popped to bases last time up. Here's the 0-1. Found it over towards short. Skipped a runner. Gage Workman still has plenty of time. An underhand to second. Take out Haskin the short way. 6-4 fielder's choice ends the end. Get a couple of runners, but can't do anything with them. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Boom, ain't nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or working on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe weld, VAC service industry? Are you in a career path that will set you up for experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steamfitters UXO2 Apprenticeship Program is the choice for you. For more information on the apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-2.org. That's steamfitters602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the Lynn regions of Colombia and Brazil oil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grows rich, flavorful coffee beans, brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, produce a batter in the game, and you'll get to have the stadium sing for Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable-of-a-kind experience at Prince George Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-880 or at baysox.com.
The Green Incorporated is celebrating 25 years of custom lawn care and pest control programs. Garrett's Halts for residential and commercial lawns. Enjoy the outdoors this summer. Green. Go to onthegreeninc.com. Call 410-695-0444. Matt's with you as we move on to the bottom of the sixth. In Erie, Bowie trailing 8-0. It's home to Kerry Carpenter. A Flint on a breaking ball down and away, and the count opens up. 0-0. Stauffer back down. Second reliever for Bowie. Stauffer did allow a run on a two-out RBI triple in the fifth. Next lefty, Carpenter, watches fastball miss down. 2-0. 3-day for Carpenter. RBI double in the first inning. 4 inches from a home run. Struck out swinging in the second. Flew out center his last time up. Next pitch swung on him. And it's 2-1. Look familiar. I've spoken about it just at a couple of points this season. As the 2-1, a flinch and a high fastball. They'll appeal. Didn't go around on the check. Count goes to 3-1. Is that... I worked at this ball organization last season as an assistant before getting the job with Bowie. So, of course, a lot of hi, how you doing? Once getting back here is the 3-1. Is left center field, a base hit, bouncing toward the wall. Taking it off of the bounce, the center fielder, as Carpenter charges into second base. Second double of the day. Leadoff two-bagger is his for the season. So he will dig in. 15th hit of the day for the Seawolves. And I gotta say, just walking around this park and seeing a couple of different parts from the hitter's side, working here, I was on the home side, from the visitor's perspective, has reminded me as to why I like Eastern League so much and why I've one of the best leagues in minor league baseball. First, Quincy Naporti called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing in one. Because there's differing little bits and pieces of personality among the opposing ballparks here. As the hum of light towers here in UD Park starts the air. The 0-1. Pop foul right. Nothing in two. Still plenty of sunlight, but they've now shifted those lights on. And you can hear them warm with that very soft incandescent buzz. Runner at second here in the bottom of the sixth as Bowie trails in. The 0-2 pitch to Naporti is driven out toward the right fielder, a little deep. Cespedes back, and he drops it off of his glove into the bullpen. Naporti to second, Carpenter to third. Of course, Carpenter was thinking that that would be a flyout. That's going to go on Cespedes, his first in right field season in 12 games. First aim for Bowie. And it's second and third, out. But there's just so much personality about every single ballpark in this league. Of course, Bowie's is its proximity to three very fun metropolitan areas. Of course, the two main ones between Baltimore and in Washington, D.C. But, of course, Annapolis. First pitch to Dane Myers is swung up. Count opens up. Myers a 2-for-3 day. Single, double, into right. He scored second inning, flew out to right his last time up. 1. Nice breaking ball from Stauffer. First strike. It's nothing in 2. So much about each ballpark and each individual location that is so unique. Myers bounces in. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Of course, Richmond, middle of Virginia. Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania. You get so much history there. Richmond is a city just filled with her history as well. So much to do in a vibrant town area. That ballpark, very historic. Same with Harrisburg. And Park is on an island. The 1-2. Gets past to the screen. A run will score. Ball missed down and away as he's home. Naporti to third. And it's 9-0. Still nobody out in this inning. Runner it. And a 1-2 count on Myers. Next pitch on its way. Myers swings and misses on a high fastball. He's down on strikes. First strikeout for Adam Stauffer. Sixth overall for Bowie pitching. And there's one away. Bottom of the sixth. That run is going to go down as earned, and I do think that to be the right. because Quincy Napoli's error, the one that he reached on, so deep in toward the right field that Kerry Carpenter most likely have tagged up from second base, gone to third. Anyway, pitch to Dylan Dingler is called a strike, bottom end. One for 3 day for an RBI single in the second. Next pitch, called a strike again, this time a curveball in, and it's nothing in two. But there's just many fun little quirks about every visiting ballpark. Somerset, the newest team in the Eastern League, you've still got plenty to do in the shadow of New York City. Reading is the most ballpark in the league and one of the most historic minor league parks in the country, not to mention their long-standing with Philadelphia, the longest single affiliation between any major and minor league team in the history of the sport. Akron is smack dab in the middle of town. Akron, not too far away from their parent Cleveland, much the same as Bowie is to Baltimore. Dunkin' Donuts Park is in downtown Hartford and continually as one of the best ballparks in all of league baseball. There's just so much history in each ballpark, and that's something that I've come to coming back as the visitor. Eerie. So working last year, I didn't appreciate it as much on as the work did. 2-2, the count to Dinger. Runner at third, one away. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and inside, and the count runs full. And one of the things I've very much enjoyed about some of the amenities around this area is its proximity to Lake Erie. Next pitch misses down and away, and a walk for Dingler. First walk given up by Stauffer, just the save by Bowie pitching. And now on Meadows. Double play ball in effect. Meadows, though, has been a big fly ball hitter. Ground ball to fly ball ratio of just 0.5. That tells you he flopped about twice as often. That's all you need to know. He's only hit into one play this season over 43 games. At the corner, one out. Home. Fastball dots inside corner for a called strike. It's nothing in one. Meadows one for three. Still let the gut in the fifth inning. Got caught stealing second base, though. The one comes in, and it's fouled off back of the screen. Nothing in two. Dingler, not a stolen base kind of guy. Even attempted one this season. But Erie and the Tigers, as an organization, have been pretty aggressive when it comes to the double steal in these kinds of situations. First and third only out. This is prime double steal scenario. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses down and inside. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's not very hard to puff in a lot of times. First takes off. Even if he's caught, you're more concerned about the runner at third coming home to score. But again, Bowie Chell's 9-0, so it's not like Erie's got to score too much as the 1-2 come high. Fastball runs the count at two. One of the great things about this is its proximity to the lake. Small little islet called Presque Isle as the two moves down and inside of fat as Meadows skip his out of the way to run the count full. Back-to-back full counts worked by Stauffer. It's a very lovely all-natural state park. There's a couple of beaches on there. Don't know off the top of my head. It's probably around 60 acres? I don't know acres that well. The 3-2 is popped up toward the left field. It's picked up by Joe. I don't know why I'm at the land area. I couldn't tell you how close of an estimate I could am there. That was just a fabricated number. But it is a very lovely state park. That much I can tell you. It's I do have gone on long walks and some runs there. That is probably about 10 miles or so long from its entrance. Very slim entrance, almost like a land. As the first pitch to Andrew Navagamis is up and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. First and third now, 2 of the six, as Bowie trails 9-0. Nothing on the day. A single back in the second inning. He came around to score after opening up that frame. Next pitch called a strike. Left corner, it's 1-1. But again, in terms of no beauty and natural availability when it comes to just the outdoors, Erie kind of leads pack in the Eastern League. Next pitch to Nadal off right side. And the catch to a ball and two strikes. Bowie has an arm up. Right-hander in the bullpen at the moment. Looks to be Clayton McGee. Here's the 1-2. And a fly ball out toward right field. Cespedes deem himself, but Prieto making the call. And the bucket catch over the shoulder. Good run in and a good track is our Prieto to end the inning. A pitch, however, does bring another run home for Erie. Gary Carpenter scores to make it nothing here after six. After this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sprains to stitches, sore stomach aches, and pulled muscle to poison ivy. Care is a runner at patient first. Walk in doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patient, the name fits.
Paste, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the Local 5 Washington, D.C. 5 will always deliver the most well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DM. If you're a contractor who saves jobs done well, you need plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Make sure you've got cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th for Star Wars Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take interactive exhibits and lightsaber, and you can bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by heading to Sox.com. Not just a 6-game road trip for the Bay Sox. So far off to the best of starts as Bowie trails 9-0 here in the opener of this series with Erie. But they do have plenty to be excited when they return home to Prince George's Stadium to start out the second half of the Flying Squirrels. Back-to-back firework spectaculars for the Bay Sox. It's the Independence Day weekend celebration with huge post-game fire. Saturday, July 2nd, Royal brings it, and Johns Hopkins Physicians brings the biggest firework of the season on Sunday, July 3rd. So get your tickets at base.com for the Independence Day fireworks spectacular. On to the 7th here at UPMC Park in Erie, as the Seawolves have bullpen for the first time today. Nick Kuja takes over for Erie. Solbach, who finishes with, in essence, well, not even in essence, the start of the season. Next pitch, fouled off of Cullen's leg. Goes to nothing and two. It'll be for Cespedes and Zach Watson due up in this half. So, Solbach to six scoreless innings. A quality start for him. Third of the year that he's gone six innings. And the first one that he's completely scoreless. Allowed just four hits. Struck out six, did not walk any. As a matter of strikeouts, is the since his debut in the Tigers' org back on April 12th in Dorset. He struck out nine, four and a third innings, a two loss. Next pitch to Cullen, swung on him inside, and threw a ball and two strikes. But it's in line for the win, and he's got plenty of cushion to hold on to that win. Next pitch, wide, and the count goes even. It's Cullen has struck out swinging twice in the second, once in the fifth. And he asks for a brief time from the home umpire before Kuja gets set. Tell you a little bit about Nick Kuja, 690-pound, 26-year-old right-hand Seymour, Connecticut. Claimed waivers back in 2021. The two-pitch, Cullen watches fastball miss up and away. One's full. What a wild time it is in Binghamton right now. As the payoff comes in, and it's pop ball on the left side out of play. So, of course, Bowie had to face off against big leaguer James McCann, and while he did finally wake up, in the lack of at-bats in that series, he still eventually struck out eight times in games against the Bay Sox. Looked relatively normal for a catcher in his 30s, plenty of big league experience and an all-star section, as the 3-2 misses dead away to Cullen for ball four. Leadoff walk. Walk given up by any Erie pitcher today, and it's the first batter that faces. It's Chris Cespedes digs in. But not only did he get McCann, and he still won, mind you, recovering a broken handmade bone of his in his left hand. Max Scherzer made a read for the Ponies in Rabideau Stadium. First pitch for Cespedes is called a strike inside. It's one. Scherzer struck at three and a third innings of work for Binghamton before wrapping up his day. And pitching to McCann. I imagine that was part of the decision-making. As the next pitch to Cespedes misses it. I was looking at the schedule for Binghamton, and I was very intrigued as to going that route. They have closer affiliates. 1-1 pitch, right side. Count ball and two strikes on Cespedes, who's 0-2. Again, Bowie trailing 9-0 here in the 7th. I know Syracuse, they're not necessarily closer, but facilities are, of course, a little bit better, being AAA. And then there's High Brooklyn, which is much, much closer to Cespedes, strikes out swinging on a first out of the 7th inning. 7 strikeouts for Erie pitching. And now on a... But yeah, just a very intriguing set for New York to send Scherzer to Binghamton. But again, it does make a little sense because McCann was still rehabbing there. But it was intriguing to have Brian McCann rehab on the road in Bowie. Off flare into right field for a base. Zach Watson has his second. Greg Cullen goes to space. And now on to Cesar Prieto. For Watson, that's his multi-hit game of the season. And as the top of the lineup digs in, maybe he has an opportunity to break the shutout. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Nick Cuja. Haven't stats yet. As the first pitch is bounced slowly to first. An easy scoop and bounce for Dane Mott. Hopped on over to the bag for the 3-0. Runners advance. It's the second out of the inning. Nick Cuja made 17 appearances this season. Third most out of the pen. He's gone 2-3 with a 7 ERA. 22 in 10 innings. He struck out 26 and walked 16. 3 homers allowed. Eddie Ortiz. First pitch. Fastball comes too far up and inside on Jimmy. Count opens up at 1-0. 0-3 day for Ortiz. He struck out in the first. Hit into a force in the found it out to third base his last time on 6th. We're here on the 7th. Sprails 9-0. 1-0. Strike. Fastball dots the inside. And the count goes even at 1. They don't have the shift on fully, but they're shaded that way as the 1-1 misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. And it's been such an interesting shift for Ortiz. Really didn't mean to pun there, but I guess that counts. Is that he was sending the ball the opposite way so often at the start of the season, and he crushes it out toward left center. Meadows is ranging back in play, and about 10 feet in the warning track, he makes the catch. A couple of base runners, including one position, are left stranded as stretch here at UB Park in Erie. The base trail 9-0. You're listening to baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help them stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That work. To learn more, connect with your aide or visit Chesapeake Employers at CIWC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia, your favorite Bay Sox players, and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, great prices. Located right off the gate at Prince George's Stadium and on BaySoxShop.com, the tack-only place to get the best base gear for you and your favorite fan. The Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality services custom tailored with guaranteed risk in the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. And effectively control insects and enjoy the summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to On the Green Inc.
Back from the stretch here, and the Bay Sox still trail 9-0. Matt Sabatis with you. And fortunately, what's been just a lovely night ahead of what should be flat out a week here at UPMC in the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. Acker is back to work for Bowie. First pitch in the dirt to gauge work 1-0 to open. Another fun quirk this graphical area, to put it bluntly. I picked this up last, the 1-0 pitch. Call strike, a fastball, upper inside, upper outside corner, rather. It's 1-1. So it's northwest corner of Pennsylvania. You only have to go about, I think, 20 or so minutes to get into Ohio. 1-1 pitch. misses down, and the count goes to 2-1. There's a city not too far from here. It's basically just the same metropolitan area. It's called Northeast. Next pitch, swung on inside, and the count goes even at 1 Workman. It's Workman, Wenzel, Perez, Ray Lipsius, Dua. But yeah, there is a town called Northeast Pennsylvania, and it's in Northwest Pennsylvania. I find that so humor. As the 2-2 misses inside for a ball, count fills. You're on the lead on the 7th inning. Again, 9-0. That has to be a joke. Someone had to have named that town as a joke. The 3-2. Swinging a line shot, but foul. Face side. It'll get out as the count hole. I'm going to look up the history of that town and get back to the hotel tonight. Because why would you name a town Northeast? You're in the most north and westernmost part of the state. 3-2 pitch misses up and away for ball. Leadoff walk, draw Workman. He's reached three times today. Second one given up by Adam Stauffer. Third overall, Sox pitching. Maybe it's something to do with the fact that it is close to the New Yorker. Maybe it was initially meant to be in New York and the borders changed. No, it's just so funny that you would name a town Northeast when it's in the northwest portion of state. Oh, where are you from? I'm from East Pennsylvania. Oh, so Philly or something. No, actually northwest side of Pennsylvania. Why? One the count to start on Wenzel Perez. Here's the next. Perez watches for a ball, and the count evens. One more day for Perez. He has a trip pair of runs driven in. As Stauffer continues work. Here's the 1-1. Fastball misses low, and it's two balls and a strike. Bowie had Clayton McGinnis up and tossing in the bullpen. Back in the last half inning. But it looks like he's just meandering right now. Here's the 2-1. Fastball misses up and away. And the count goes to three balls and a strike on Perez. Today's the summer solstice, isn't it? So what time is sunset? Again, a 9-0 game. You've just got to take what you can get and have fun with what remains of the day. Next offering to Perez is a fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner. Sunset is not until 8:59 this evening. That's something. Here's the 3-2. Pieced foul just a bit on a curveball down. Count runs or stays full. Now D.L. Hall looks like he's having a good day up at AAA Norfolk. There's been a lot of ups and downs with his return from that lengthy start on the development list to open the season. I was honestly surprised he'd only made one appearance with Bowie. As another payoff comes to Perez, and it's again fouled off right side. Hall did come and make his lone start during Adley Rutschman's quote-unquote rehab journey back through the minors. And if I'm remembering correctly, he only tossed three innings, which I found relatively interesting because it was already his second start. I figured they might have stretched him a little bit more. Another 3-2 to Perez is driven out toward the right field corner again for a base hit and again trickling toward the bullpen. He could try for three as he's got wheels. One run will score as Perez gets to third sliding. He didn't need to slide as the throw was held up in right field. It's his second triple of the game, and it's 10-0 Erie. Such a good corner for the left-handers here at UPMC Park. When you get a handle of it, you can make the most of it. Well, that's the first game all season that a batter has collected multiple triples. Of course, it's not the first game this year where Bowie has allowed multiple triples. Talked about Altoona and those wide gaps between left and right field. They had three triples in a game back on June 2nd. Ten nothing Bowie trails as Andre Lipsius watches first pitch down. It's 1-0. Yeah, but D.L. Hall, as we were discussing very briefly, four innings of no-hit ball so far, but on 67 pitches. That's been really the interesting part of Hall's development. And I've talked about it a couple of times. Especially with Bowie relievers lately, the efficiency could just really use, I don't know if you could call it a reset or just something that could needs to be changed. There's so many long plate appearances. The 1-1 by Stauffer is lifted out to center. Picked up by Watson, but Perez will tag and score. Sacrifice fly makes it 11-0 Erie. Lipsy is with his fourth run driven in of the day. He's up to 28 on the season. And now finally the first out of the seventh inning. Now here's Kerry Carpenter. Yeah, I really feel like that is what is hampering D.L. Hall's eventual call-up to Camden Yards, is his lack of efficiency. Baltimore has already had plenty of issues with starters not going very deep this year. And of course, the minute they lost John Means, the entire season just got a lot tougher. Kerry Carpenter fouls off a pitch low as the count evens at one here. Bowie trailing 11-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Yeah, so when you lose Grayson Rodriguez the way that Baltimore did, you've still got D.L. Hall, but having to slowly monitor him and make sure that you don't get burned in any capacity simply because of the injury he sustained last season. You don't want anything to pop up. You're treading on such light ground. The 1-2 to Carpenter is driven high out toward the right field corner, but hooking and falling in foul. A ball and two strikes on Carpenter still, who's 2-for-4 on the day, a pair of doubles, a run driven in and one scored. So, of course, you're cautious with Hall, but it's still very troubling that the efficiency isn't really taking any steps in the right direction. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball. Second strikeout for Adam Stauffer today. And there's two away in the bottom of the seventh. Again, it's fortunate that, you know, he's not going in the wrong direction. It's not getting worse. But it's not going in the right direction. And that I really hope that that'll be something that changes soon for D.L. Hall, because he's a very confident and just flat-out fun pitcher to watch. So we'll have to keep an eye on that as his day progresses. Kyle Moore is out of the dugout, and Adam Stauffer's day is done. Looks to be Clayton McGinnis coming in for Bowie. We'll tell you more about it in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning continues here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox make another pitching change. Their third reliever today as Clayton McGinnis takes over for the Bay Sox. A reasonable day for Adam Stauffer. Falls in line with the unfortunate kind of day that Bowie has been having. 2 2/3 innings for Stauffer. He allowed 5 hits and 4 runs, all of them were earned. He struck out 2. Walked 2. Didn't give up any home runs. The 2 walks ties the season's high. With 2 away and the bases empty here in the bottom of the 7th, Clayton McGinnis takes over with Quincy Napoorty up to bat. First pitch home to the right-hander is a late swing foul on a fastball right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Naporti has reached three times today, a walk in the first, a solo homer in the second, and an error in the sixth. Here's the next. Naporti watches a breaking ball miss low as the count starts out at 1-0. Rather goes even at one. Here's the next. They didn't have the video board up for the first two pitches there. It was very confusing. Next pitch, popped foul right side. Count goes to 1-2. Again, we're just off the rails in this game. This Bowie trails 11-0. Lights are doing their hearty hum here. Oh, goodness, the 1-2. Late swing, line drive, left field, base hit. Scooped up by Hudson Haskin as Naporti has his second hit of the day. Dane Myers will dig in. To tell you a little bit about McGinnis. 6'1", 180-pound right-hander, non-drafted free agent signee back in 2019 from Wichita State. On the season with Bowie, McGinnis has gone 1-0 in four appearances, a 10.50 ERA, six innings, six strikeouts, four walks, a homer. Faces right-hander Dane Myers now. First pitch, fastball, misses away. Rolls off of the glove of Cody Roberts, but he doesn't let it get too far. Count opens up at 1-0. 2-for-4 day for Myers. A single, a double, a run scored. Flew out to right field in the fourth. Struck out swinging his last time up back in the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Line drive out towards center. Watson at a short hesitation on it before backing up and catching it on the run. The inning is over and a runner is stranded at first, but Erie does tack on two more. RBI triple by Wenzel Perez and a sacrifice fly by Andre Lipsius. We go to the eighth. Bowie trails 11-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
On to the eighth inning here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox trail 11-0. New pitcher on the mound for the Seawolves as they get one inning of relief out of Nick Kuja. He danced around some trouble, stranded runners at second and third, but still works scoreless. His final line, one inning, one hit, no runs, one strikeout, one walk. Joe Navalon takes over on the mound for the Seawolves. He fires the first pitch home to Maverick Handley, and it misses low for a ball. Count opens up at 1-0. Next offering to the right-hander. Fastball called for strike on the top edge of the zone, and it's 1-1. It'll be Handley, Robertson, and Haskin due up in this half inning for Bowie, as their best bet now is to try and break the shutout. 1-1 pitch. Handley takes a late swing and punches it foul to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. Navalon very acclimated with this team, this organization, and this league in general. Of course, the Tigers I'm speaking of, the 1-2. Check swing, a flinch inside. Breaking ball runs the count even at two. He's been with Erie for coming up on a year and a half now. Right, 6 foot, 205-pound right-hander, rather. 28 years of age from Brentwood, California. Handley fouls off another pitch as the count holds even at two. 16 appearances this season. He's gone 4-0, but a 5.09 ERA in 23 innings. He struck out 26 and has only walked three. It's one of the best strikeout-to-walk ratios in the bullpen for Erie. Here's a floater out toward second base, and Dane Myers, nifty play. Had to take a little hop up to catch it over the shoulder with his back to the infield. Took away a soft little looper from Handley. Could have fallen for a base hit. But it's one out to start the eighth inning. And Navalon has allowed 7 home runs this season. That's the most out of the bullpen for Erie. But he struggled against left-handed batters. That's really been his key issue. 5 of his 7 home runs have been against lefties. Bowie only has 2 lefties in the lineup, and neither of them have been big home run hitters this season. Cody Roberts in the box. He fouls off a pitch to run the count early to nothing and 2. Again, as Bowie trails 11-0 here in the top of the 8th inning. Roberts riding an 1-for-3 day, rather. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Change up high, and he's down on 3. Again, at this point, when you trail 11-0, Bowie is obviously such a meticulous team. They do like to draw the walks. They do like to extend the plate appearances, but the way they operate can draw some things out. But now, it's definitely obvious they're just trying to see what they can do when it comes to the hit category. They've only drawn the one walk today. Here's the 1-0 to Hudson Haskin, fouled off right side. As the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Because you trail 11-0. And again, the large comeback for Bowie, that 7-run comeback against Altoona, that happened over the span of a handful of innings. At this point, Bowie has 5 outs, which is very, very difficult. It's not impossible. Larger comebacks have happened. Stranger things have happened, especially in minor league baseball and all the games played. But Bowie is absolutely just trying to take what remains of this game, probably see what the individuals themselves can do, and then just turn the attention to tomorrow. The 1-2, lifted foul right side, as the count remains on Haskin. Of course, Erie is really just coming into this one trying to play spoiler. Or Bowie, I should say. Bowie is trying to come into this one purely to play spoiler. The Seawolves are 2 games out of first place at the moment. 1-2 popped up on the infield, right up the chimney, as the first baseman, Myers, is there to make the catch, only about 2 feet directly in front of the pitcher's mound. That ends the inning. 3 up, 3 down, go the Bay Sox. And as we move to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie trails 11-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Erie as the Bay Sox trail 11-0. Matt Savadas with you. As Clayton McGinnis is going to continue on the mound, he came in with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, gave up a single, and got a flyout to end the frame. But he dances with 6, 7, and 8 in the Erie lineup here, as Dylan Dingler will open up the frame for the Seawolves. First pitch home to the right-hander, and Dingler watches fastball miss down and away. Count opens up at 1-0. Dingler 1-for-3 on the day, RBI single in the second inning. He walked in the sixth. He's never actually made it past first base, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. Count evens at one. Pretty difficult to say that you haven't made it past first base in an 11-0 game. Dingler is the only batter for Erie that can say that. As a matter of fact, every other batter, except for Parker Meadows, has scored. McGinnis working heavily first base side of the rubber. Takes a quick snap down after coming set to turn into the wind. He fires the next and it misses down and away to run into 2-1. I haven't noticed this before. I find it interesting. He has a slightly open stance parallel to the third baseline, comes set at the chin, then snaps it down to the waist as he straightens himself up toward the mound. Then he just kicks high and fires it home. Next pitch missed down and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Bottom of the eighth inning here as Bowie trails 11-0. 3-1 pitch to Dingler. It's grounded hard to second. Prieto scoops it just in front of his left knee. He holds a couple of seconds, waits for Dashbach to get set, but Dingler's not a speedster. Prieto sends it there for the 4-3 putout, and there's one away. Jordan Westberg picking up another home run at AAA Norfolk, as the Tides are currently running down the Phillies' AAA affiliate, Lehigh Valley. 7-0 on Westy's three-run blast. It's Parker Meadows sticks in the box. First pitch home. Nice fastball called for strike. Bottom edge, it's 0-1. They don't put the shift on for him, the left-hander. Slightly, but just not that extreme. The 0-1. That one pulled hard. Foul into the seats. Hits off of a seat back and bounces back into play. Second baseman Prieto will pick it up as the count goes to 0-2. Again, a week in Erie. And Bowie, they came into this one trying to hopefully build some momentum into a second half run early. But hopefully the series doesn't go like this, as they'll have a tough time. The 0-2 is grounded slowly off the ankle of the pitcher. McGinnis has to barehand it in front of the mound and gets it to first in time. Fabulous recovery by Clayton McGinnis in front of his own mound, taking that slow bouncer off of his ankle. I think more so on his foot than it was his ankle, but still getting it to the first baseman. So do you call that a 1-1-3 or just a 1-3? I'm just going to call it a 1-3 for the sake of simplicity. And it's two quick outs here to start the bottom of the eighth. Andrew Navigato will step into the box. First pitch, right-hander grounds it back to the mound again, but it's underneath the glove, backhanded by Prieto and thrown across the body to first. Athletic play by Cesar Prieto to end the inning. Three up, three down on a trio of groundouts by Clayton McGinnis. Fabulous. We go to the ninth. Bowie's got a lot of work to do. They trail 11-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd, it's two of the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular, sponsored by Royal Farms. And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Physicians. Two straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
We're on to the ninth inning here at UPMC Park as Bowie trails 11-0. I've got a good reason for why I'm giggling right now. So I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. I worked with the Seawolves last season before joining the Bay Sox this season. And I found out that they're still using my voiceover soundtracks, my voiceover files for some of their in-game events. So the call to the bullpen is still my voice. it's just humorous. We're on to the ninth. Bowie trails 11-0 as Dario Garcia takes over for the Seawolves. He faces off against Andrew Dashbach to start, and the first pitch is popped up out towards shallow right. It's the first baseman Myers called off by the second baseman Wenzel Perez. And that's how the inning starts. After Dashbach, it's now Greg Cullen and Christopher Cespedes as Garcia is on, replacing Joe Navalon. Navalon, a clean eighth inning, three up, three down with a strikeout. That was it. Now the lefty Cullen, riding an 0-for-2 day, drew a walk back in the seventh inning. First pitch, Cullen watches fastball blaze too far inside, 1-0 to open. Tell you a little bit about Dario Garcia. 6'2", 210-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Chihuahua, Mexico. Non-drafted free agent signed in 2018. Here's the 1-0. Cullen watches low fastball called for strike at the knees. Count evens. Garcia on the season for Erie has made 6 appearances. Gardea, my mistake. Bad handwriting. Gardea on the season made 6 appearances and 8.59 ERA as the next pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-1. 7 1/3 innings of work. He struck out 3, walked 3. That's it. He's allowed 2 home runs. Again, his Bowie trails 11-0. They've definitely not scored 11 runs in a single inning at any point this season. As Cullen fouls off the next. Over to the left side, count runs even at 2. But hey, still not outside the realm of possibility. Remember, Bowie had that big 8-run first against Akron back in mid-April. So they could polish off an 11-run ninth. Nothing wrong with that. Gardea sets, works on the third base side of the rubber out of the stretch full time. The 2-2 misses wide, and the count runs full here on Cullen. It'll be a real power move if Bowie right now started to get a pitcher warm. I'd find that hilarious. I doubt it's going to happen. As the 3-2 comes to Cullen, and it's grounded right to first. Scooping it up, Dane Myers around the waist. He takes it to the bag himself. And the Bay Sox are down to their final out this evening. Now here's Christopher Cespedes. Righty on righty, as Cespedes is 0-for-3 on the day. Fly out to right field, a couple of strikeouts. They put a slight shift on for him, the right-hander. First pitch in. Popped up the other way. Foul ground. Myers ranging. Does he have room? He looks like he does. And makes the catch up against the wall. The ball game is over. And Bowie drops the opener of this 6-game series 11-0. Bay Sox third shutout loss of the season. And hopefully it can only get better from here. Again, 11-0 the final. We'll step aside and get started with some Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, an unfortunate day for the Bay Sox this evening as they drop the opener of this six-game series with the Erie Seawolves 11-0. Third shutout loss of the season for Bowie. And as we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame, Matt Sabata still with you from UPMC Park in Erie, Pennsylvania. As we'll walk through some highlights of this game and then look around the Eastern League, see how other teams in the set are faring. As well as the Orioles organization, Norfolk is fortunately having a very, very good day. Our old friend Jordan Westberg picking up a good home run. But let's recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:06 p.m. when the first pitch came home from Marcus Solbach to Cesar Prieto. It was a strike, and Prieto eventually struck out on three pitches. It was a 3-up, 3-down inning for Solbach on 17 pitches with two strikeouts. And in the bottom of the first, Garrett Stallings came in looking for a bounce back, as he'd been working a little bit tough over his last three outings, an ERA in the double digits. And he did get into a little bit of trouble early. After Andre Lipsius singled with one out to left field, hottest hitter in the league, Kerry Carpenter came up and nearly hit one out. 22 home runs and 47 runs batted in. He leads minor league baseball with the home runs as he serves the 2-1 out toward deep center field. Watson's running back at the warning track, leaps, and it's off the top of his glove and in fair territory. That's a fair ball. It's ran into the center fielder, thrown home, but the catch is missed. Roberts can't get it as Carpenter stops at second with a double. There was a little bit of debate on whether that one actually got out. Looked like it mostly hit, though, off the top of Zach Watson's glove, and it would go down as a double following review from the umpires. Of course, no review, but just a chat from the umpires. But it was 1-0, and Erie would go on to load the bases with still only one out before Stallings fortunately got out of the jam. A strikeout of Dylan Dingler and a flyout by Parker Meadows ended the inning. In the top of the second, Bowie did get their first base hit, a two-out double by Andrew Dashbach, but he was left stranded at second base. And in the bottom of the second, things went off the rails. Leadoff single by Andrew Navigado, and a double by Gage Workman put him to third. Wenzel Perez stepped up and looked like he hit an easy play at the plate when he bounced one over to first base, but it just didn't end up that way. Things as the 0-1 pitch is grounded right to first, backhanded by Andrew Dashbach. He goes home with it, and the tag wasn't in time. I don't think Cody Roberts was expecting the throw. Navigado scores, and it's 2-0 Erie. It was a well-picked ball by Andrew Dashbach, and he made a good transfer to fire at home. But when you watch the body language of Cody Roberts, it looked like he wasn't expecting the throw to come his way. He had a late reaction to get set for the ball. And I think that that little split second is what ruined the opportunity for Bowie to get that play at the plate. And it eventually turned out to lead to a lot more trouble in that inning, because the very next batter, Andre Lipsius, he hit one a lot longer. He's a great guy, and he's pitched so well at so many points this season, as the 1-2 is drilled out toward right center field. Cespedes running back, still running. It's gone. A three-run home run for Andre Lipsius, his sixth of the season, and it's 5-0 Erie. Lipsius would not be done on the day, and the Seawolves would not be done in the second inning either. After a strikeout of Gary Carpenter, the league's best hitter, Quincy Naporti stepped up and filled in the void. He's allowed 38 hits in 5 starts. Here's the 1-2, drilled out toward deep center field. Watson backing up. He's got no chance. This one's way out. Second home run of the inning. Quincy Naporti hits his 16th of the season. And it's 6-0 Erie. Inning would still not end, however, because after a quick double to follow by Dane Myers, Dylan Dingler stepped up and drove in one more. Myers at second. They have the shift on for the righty Dingler as the 1-2 is bounced through the shift in toward left center, a base hit. Myers will score as Dingler picks up the single. Make it 7-0 Erie. That single would knock Stallings out of the game, tying a career worst 1 1/3 innings pitched. He gave up 9 more hits and 7 more runs, struck out 3 batters. Tyler Birch came on and fortunately pitched scoreless for the Bay Sox, worked the game into the 5th inning. All the while, Bowie still had no answer for Marcus Solbach. Best they could manage was a couple of strayed singles and a double in the top of the 5th by Zach Watson. But in the bottom of the 5th, after a leadoff single and a caught stealing, Gage Workman lined a single to right field against new pitcher Adam Stauffer. Stauffer then tangled with Wenzel Perez, and Perez, with this corner here at UPMC Park, I think he found a new favorite place to hit the ball. You'll hear why. As they trail 7-0, the 1-0 is singled into right field. Shouldn't say single, as that one's looped out toward the Bay Sox bullpen. Should go for 3 as it hits off the bench in the bullpen. One run will score as Perez turns at second and heads to third without a throw. RBI triple for Wenzel Perez, his first at AA, and it's 8-0 Erie. Bowie would come up empty in the next half inning. They did get a couple of base runners thanks to a hit-by-pitch and an error, but couldn't get anyone past second base. And in the bottom of the 6th, Gary Carpenter led off with a double and moved to third on a missed catch in right field by Christopher Cespedes on a fly ball. Quincy Naporti was at second base on the play, and with Dane Myers at the plate, Adam Stauffer just lost a little handle on one. The 1-2 gets past Roberts to the screen. A run will score. Fastball missed down and away as Carpenter is home. Naporti to third, and it's 9-0. So that charge to Stauffer, and as he continued on, the Bay Sox would run into Wenzel Perez once again, this time in the bottom of the 7th inning. After Gage Workman led off by drawing a walk, Perez, like I said, he's found his home in that corner. Another 3-2 to Perez is driven out toward the right field corner, again for a base hit, and again trickling toward the bullpen. He could try for 3 as he's got wheels. One run will score as Perez gets to third sliding. He didn't need to slide as the throw was held up in right field. It's his second triple of the game, and it's 10-0 Erie. And that was all with nobody out, so it was very easy for Andre Lipsius to follow up with this sacrifice fly. It needs to be changed. There's so many long plate appearances. The 1-1 by Stauffer is lifted out to center. Picked up by Watson, but Perez will tag and score. Sacrifice fly makes it 11-0 Erie. As the Bay Sox continued to struggle, they went off against 2 different relievers, shutting them down in the 8th and 9th. Joe Navalon with a perfect 8th, and Dario Gardea with a pop-out, a ground-out, and eventually this pop-out by Christopher Cespedes in foul territory to end the game. They put a slight shift on for him, the right-hander. First pitch in, popped up the other way, foul ground, Myers ranging. Does he have room? He looks like he does, and makes the catch up against the wall. The ball game is over, and Bowie drops the opener of this 6-game series 11-0. So there's your final score. Bowie scores nothing on 5 hits with 1 error. They left on 8. Erie Scores 11 on 16 hits with one error. They left on 9. For the Bay Sox, it is still very shy of the most hits they've allowed this season. But, of course, that other one was when Erie beat them 17-1 and put on 22 hits back in late May. But 11 runs, 16 hits, an error, 9 left on, as Marcus Solbach picks up the win. He's 1-4 on the year. Garrett Stallings takes the loss for Bowie. He falls to 2-6 on the season. No save in an 11-0 game, as it was played in 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a paid attendance at UPMC Park of 2,335. With the loss, Bowie falls to 25-39 on the season, a 3-game losing streak. They're now 11-20 when playing on the road. With the win, Erie moves to 36-28 on the year, a 3-game winning streak, as the Seawolves are now 19-9 when playing in front of home crowds this season. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow, as Justin Armbruster will make his AA debut after being called up from High A Aberdeen. Austin Bergner, one of the best pitchers in the Eastern League, a 2.41 ERA, will start for the Seawolves. So we'll preview that in a little bit, but for now we break. When we return, we look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. Some scoreboard updates when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet-and-greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back one final time here from UPMC Park in Erie as we continue on with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you following an 11-0 Bowie loss. We'll take this opportunity to look around the Eastern League and see how some scores are shaping up. It's a tight one over at the Diamond in Richmond, and this could actually be pretty helpful for Erie as they continue in their playoff hunt. It's a 2-2 game in the bottom of the eighth inning as Richmond had the 2-0 lead in the first. Portland has just barely worked their way back. Identical lines for both sides. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Bottom of the eighth at the Diamond. If Portland can come from behind and win, Erie would be 1 game back of first place with just the 5 games remaining in the first half. Not to mention the Akron Rubber Ducks now trail the Harrisburg Senators. It was a 4-0 game at Canal Park after just 4 innings, but Harrisburg has put on 5 unanswered runs, and they're still threatening. In the top of the eighth, they've got first and second with only one away, an opportunity to maybe take a multi-run lead after trailing by 4 runs. So if Akron loses, Erie would be in a straight tie with Akron, only 1 game out of first with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. But if Richmond does bounce back to maybe take the lead and win, then they would both be 2 games out. It all depends on how these things close out, because again, they're still only in the eighth inning while we have wrapped up. Erie and Bowie, first team to close up shop this evening in the league. They're in the top of the seventh over at Delta Dental Stadium as New Hampshire trails Altoona 3-1. Hartford and Somerset, boy, what a series to close out the first half there in the Northeast Division. The only two teams in the playoff hunt going toe-to-toe for the final 6 days of the first half, and right now it's living up to the hype. 2-2, top of the seventh inning with Hartford. Runners at first and third and only one out. Hartford only one game back of the Patriots right now. And, of course, if they win, they will be tied for first place in the Northeast Division. How do you like that? Binghamton put on a sixth spot in the bottom of the third inning to take a five-run lead over Reading. And, of course, they had Max Scherzer making a rehab start for the Rumble Ponies. And while he did toss three and a third, striking out six batters, giving up one run, it's been all Reading since. They've put on six unanswered runs and have retaken the lead 7-6 in the bottom of the seventh. That is a tough look for the Binghamton bullpen. But that's how things look around the Eastern League. On the Orioles organizational side of things, it's been a great day offensively for Loe Delmarva. A five spot in the second, and then they felt that they wanted another. They put on six in the fifth. They lead Lynchburg, that's the Guardians affiliate, 11-4 in the bottom of the sixth over at Purdue Stadium. Aberdeen is up in Delaware right now against Wilmington, that's the Nats affiliate, but they're having a tough time. A couple of three-run innings for the Wilmington Blue Rocks as they lead 7-3 over the Ironbirds. And then a set of matching five-run innings up at AAA. Up in Allentown, that's the Phillies affiliate, Lehigh Valley. Norfolk put on a five spot in the fifth, and Lehigh Valley matched it in the bottom of the fifth. So what was once a 2-0 game and then a 7-0 game has turned back into a 2-run game as Norfolk leads 7-5. Jordan Westberg picking up a 3-run home run in that fifth inning as well. But of course, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and unfortunately, they are shut out today, 11-0. Third shutout loss of the season for the Bay Sox. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow as the six-game series continues. Justin Armbruster will make the start for Bowie. It will be his Double-A debut after a great start to the season with High-A Aberdeen. Austin Bergner will open it up for the Seawolves. A 4-2 record with a 2.41 ERA, one of the top ERAs in the Eastern League this season. It's a 6:05 first pitch here from UPMC Park, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 5:45. For now, though, we say so long. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Erie as Bowie falls tonight 11-0. We'll talk to you, hopefully with a better outcome, tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.